Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
With that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for game 3 of this 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox and tonight the Salem Beer Mongers, the single A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. And Gio, you look at the first two games in this series. On Tuesday, it was elation for the Red Sox. A 6-5 come-from-behind victory. Brooks Brannon, a walk-off single. And then yesterday, just a little bit of a laugh for an 11-2 loss overall.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday, Carter. And thinking about it overnight, I think you really hit the nail on the head when you said that they were kind of due for a laugher,
yeah.
Right? Because even though this is a team that dropped 5 of 6 on the road against Lynchburg, I mean, you had two games go to extra innings a week ago. The Red Sox were in every ball game a week ago. No game was separated by more than a handful of runs. And then, again, you saw another thriller, 6-5, the final score on Tuesday evening here. It just had been a while since the Red Sox had one of those nights where you just kind of don't show up. Right, and I think when you took a look at the lineup heading into last night, you thought, okay, not necessarily the best lineup talent-wise. An off night, Miguel Blase, again, recovering from a root canal, had his final off night last night. And then you look at everything else, no Nizan Zanatello last night. Antonio Anderson was leading off, not typically his normal batting spot. Juan Montero in the mix yesterday was a bright spot. He went 3-for-4. For the Red Sox, ended up with a double and a pair of base hits, came around to score twice. But you just look talent top to bottom, and it wasn't necessarily the best lineup. And you combine that with the fact that they were, in a way, like you said, due for a laugher. It's just one of those nights where it's baseball, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happens, and that's what the Red Sox got
tonight.
Well,
speaking of that lineup, and a big reason why there's a lot of hope this evening is, to your point, Miguel Blase, the fourth best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, is back in the starting nine. You mentioned we just found out today he was absent because of that root canal. So back in the starting lineup this evening, and he's been hot as of late. A 13-game hitting streak, a 23-game on-base streak. He was also the organization's base runner of the month in the month of May. Things have just been going right for Miguel Blase, and he's a big reason why before he went down last week, the Red Sox were winning for sure.
Yeah, and his hitting streak at 13 games, currently the longest active in the Carolina League. It's also the longest active at the single-A level.
Yeah.
And one of the top 5 longest active hitting streaks in minor league baseball as a whole. So Miguel Blase raking, a guy that only played on, get this, weirdly enough, just the way things transpire, Tuesday and Sunday last week, right? And that's partially because of what was going on with his teeth, and then takes a couple of days off here to begin the series, installs himself in the third game out of 6 this week. And so we haven't seen as much Miguel Blase, and maybe that feels as though this 13-game hitting streak isn't as strong as it truly is because it's kind of been pieced together the last couple of weeks, but I think he's back ready to roll, and hopefully we see him throughout the rest of the week every day.
Well, he's part of a quartet at the top of the lineup for Salem, and we're not going to spoil too crazy much, but let's just say that we're going to see 5 of the Salem, or the Boston Red Sox's top 21 prospects in the starting lineup this evening. That's a season high for the Salem Red Sox, and so it's going to be fun to see what the Red Sox can do here at Salem Memorial Ballpark this evening. Much more about that in just a second. Again, it's the Wood Ducks who come in at 29-23 so far on the season. The Salem Red Sox come in at 25-28. Again, the Sox were winners on Tuesday night by a final score of 6-5. The Wood Ducks won it last night by a score of 11-2. Much more to break down on the other side of this break. We'll go through starting lineups, tell you about those five top prospects in the Red Sox starting nine this evening, and go through what to look for tonight here on Salem Beer Mongers Night in Salem, Virginia. We'll step aside and be right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame show rolls on from Salem Memorial Ballpark as we're getting all set and ready to go for game three of six in the six-game set between the Down East Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Well, let's take you through the starting nine tonight for Downies. The Wood Ducks coming at 29-23 overall. And here is their starting nine penciled in by second-year manager Carlos Maldonado. If you would take it away, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Of course, the Downies Wood Ducks come in. Again, a team that is the single-A affiliate of the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. At the top of the order, the right fielder, Wadi Mendez. He bats first. Followed up by the two-hole hitter, Gleyder Figueroa. He plays in the hot corner at third base. Been a really hot bat throughout the series. Even better defender, Carter. He's batted second throughout the entirety of the series so far. And I will add that this is a very similar lineup to what you saw on Tuesday out of the Down East Wood Ducks. And look at, there you are on the video board, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird how this happens every single night. We're driving the Gator around Carilion Clinic Field.
We went all out. We encourage you to check it out on Twitter, Instagram. Follow the Red Sox on social media, at Salem Red Sox. Today, we did our pregame report on a Gator. I mean, we were literally driving a Gator in motion, had the microphones, the camera. Shout out to Will Howell and Will Cole, our director of field operations, for helping make the magic happen. That was a fun one for a special occasion, might I add, and we're going to get into that just a little bit later. But again, Wadi Mendez, Gleyder Figueroa, the top two. Ekedri Vargas plays short and bats third tonight for Down East. Arturo Disla is the designated hitter. He comes off of first base and comes in with a half day's rest today. He is the cleanup man batting fourth. Baker Barroso, after a dynamite night last night, earned his way back into the lineup today. He bats fifth. He plays at first base. Julian Brock behind the dish in your battery tonight. He bats six. Marcos Torres plays out in center field. He bats seven. Tommy Speck, the left fielder, he bats eighth. And Chandler Pollard plays at second base in the middle infield. He rounds out the batting order for the Down East Wood Ducks.
Thank you, Mr. Hader. Appreciate you there. Those were the starting lineup for the Down East Wood Ducks. And now let's pivot over to the starting nine for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And we teased it. It's a good one. Arguably the best of season from a numbers standpoint and from a hype standpoint, if you will. And here's why. Let's go one through nine. Leading off is the shortstop. Design Zanatello's back in there in the sixth hole. For the second time this week, he started there on Tuesday, got the day off yesterday, and is once again playing short here tonight. So Zanatello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, leads off. The designated hitter Antonio Anderson bats second. He is the 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. And in the three hole, it's the center fielder Miguel Blaise, the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. We alluded to this. 13-game hitting streak, 23-game on-base streak, and he was the organization's base runner of the month in the Boston Red Sox organization back in May. So 1-2-3, Zanatello, Anderson, and Blaise. It doesn't stop there. In the cleanup spot at first base tonight for the first time this season, Brooks Brannan, the former ninth round pick in 2022, is the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Are we picking up on a theme here? Brannan in the top 30 is playing at first. Who has the second, or I should say, the top batting average on the team? That's Freddy Encarnacion. He's at the hot corner and in the five hole, so the lineup does not stop there as Encarnacion bats fifth. And Danny Uten, the left fielder, is in the sixth hole. So 4-5-6 it goes Brannan, Encarnacion, and Uten. The right fielder, Andy Lugo, bats seventh. He has the second best average on the Salem Red Sox team. And behind the plate is the catcher, Daniel McKelvey, making his second start of the series, and actually his second consecutive start of the series after Brannan got the start behind the plate on Tuesday. Yesterday, McKelvey was behind the plate. Juan Montero had a three-hit day playing first. And rounding out the starting nine is the second baseman, playing second for the first time this series after starting in right in back-to-back contests, Stanley Tucker, former 19th-round draft pick. So 7-8-9, Lugo, McKelvey, and Tucker. Interesting to note. Who gets the day off today? It's Nelly Taylor. Kind of had to be an odd man out with an off day coming up, and with Blaise, and you look at Uten and Lugo also in there, you had to give somebody a day off. It is Nelly Taylor Jr.'s day to rest. On the bump tonight, another top 20 prospect, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the 20th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. And there's a reason why, you know, he didn't start the year in the top 30. He has since climbed into that, not even top 30, top 20 range. And you know, his numbers so far in the year, 1-3, 3.82 ERA, 9 games pitched in, 8 starts, 35 and a third innings pitched, 49 strikeouts to just 17 walks. He actually, his last time out, came out of the bullpen in a loss to the Lynchburg Hillcats, and that is what kind of inflated his ERA, if you will. 3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 4 were earned, also gave up a home run as well. That was actually ERC's first homer he has given up all season long. 4 strikeouts and 0 walks. So, again, an impressive starting lineup today for the Salem Red Sox, who, again, coming at 25-28 on the season. Well, let's take a look at the Carolina League standings. Not a ton of shakeup from a night ago, but important to update everybody what's going on around the league. Who leads the Carolina League North has not been changed, and that's the Carolina Mudcats. They have lost 2 in a row after winning 8 in a row. They're 32-19, and they currently have a 3.5-game lead against these Down East Wood Ducks and the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are both 29-23. The Fred Nats, the Fredericksburg Nationals, are half game back of them, four back of first at 29-24. And then the Salem Red Sox are 8 back of first. They are 25-28. Before it rounds out with the Delmarva Shorebirds, the single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're 16-35, 16 out of first. They did win last night, but they've lost 9 of their last 11. In the Carolina League South, the Kannapolis Cannonballers still lead the way, and I think if you're a Chicago White Sox fan, probably makes you a little bit happy considering the White Sox are 15-47 in big league baseball. Well, their farm system at the single-A level, they're getting the job done with a 6.5-game lead over the Columbia Fireflies. They are 26-25. And then the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are 8.5 back. They've lost their last two and are 25-28. So just two teams over 500 in the Carolina League South compared to four in the North. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans are 24-28, 9 out of first, and the Charleston River Dogs 23-29, 10 back of first in the division, while the Augusta Green Jackets, weirdly enough, they've kind of fallen off as of late. They're 3 for their last 10, if you will. They did win yesterday. They've improved to 21-31, but things have just kind of fallen off recently for them. Did get the victory last night, though, at home against the Pelicans. What's going on around the Carolina League this evening? Let's take you through it. Plenty to break down. Here in Salem, the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox about to get going in about 5 minutes. Tell you what, Lynchburg and Delmarva, oh, they've gotten started in game one of their doubleheader, and they're well on their way to finishing up with the Hillcats up 4-3 over the Shorebirds. Actually, that's coming down to the wire, Mr. Heater, in the bottom of the seventh. And again, you play a doubleheader. You play 2 7-inning games. The Shorebirds trail 4-3. They trail by one. First and second, two down. So
might
a tight
have to tap
one.
In.
I know, a tight one up in Salisbury, Maryland. What else is going on tonight? You got Carolina and Charleston down in Charleston, South Carolina. The River Dogs and the Mudcats, 7:05. The Cannonballers and the Fred Nats get going at 7:05 as well. And then the Pelicans and the Green Jackets get going at the same time this evening. Rounding out the schedule this evening in the Carolina League, we'll see a makeup of last night's game after Lynchburg and Delmarva were washed out. Game two of that doubleheader takes place just after the final pitch of game one, in which, again, the Hillcats lead 4-3. Final game of the night, Fayetteville and Columbia down in Columbia, South Carolina. By the way, I saw this on Twitter. Did you ever know Columbia, South Carolina was called the Soda City? Yesterday was when I found that out. So those two are squaring off in the Soda City at 7:05, the Woodpeckers and the Firefly. So a packed night for baseball here in the Carolina League. Here in Salem, it's going to be a fun one. Again, the Red Sox were winners on Tuesday, 6-5 in walk-off fashion. Brooks Brannan, walk-off single. And then yesterday, an 11-2 loss for the Red Sox to the Wood Ducks. So again, you look at this starting nine. We actually talked about it, Gio, a couple weeks ago. The 1-2-3 at that point was Zanatello, Anderson, Blaise, and then in the four-hole was Jocelyn Garcia, who is so fun to watch play. There's a reason why he's currently in Greenville and got the promotion to high A. But the fact that now you have four top 21 prospects in your top four, it's making the Salem Red Sox, though you don't have the same top-end talent, if you will, as like Portland does. You got the top three up with the Sea Dogs. You still got two of the top eight, four of the top 21 at the top of the order. That almost makes it must-see if you're a Boston Red Sox fan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, so exciting tonight. We thought a couple of weeks ago, like you mentioned, Carter, we had the best lineup that we had seen all year here, and I would argue it's been beat tonight. And I think that you see that with five of the top 30 prospects, including a pitcher,
yeah,
which is even more fun. ERC is the only top 30 pitcher that we have here in Salem, so getting to watch him is certainly a treat. So Red Sox with an outstanding lineup tonight. Nazan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, Miguel Blaise, Brooks Brannan, that top four absolutely loaded. So excited to see what Brooks brings to the table. 2-for-4 night in his single-A 2024 debut. Again, a little bit here last year, but was outstanding the other night, especially with that base hit in the right field for the game winner to walk things off. And then, you know, everybody else, the guys that are going to get slept on today, Encarnacion, Yuten, Lugo, those guys are going to get a little bit slept on because they don't have the same magnitude,
sure,
numbers-wise. But, I mean, they can really play a big impact. And actually, you look at Lugo and Encarnacion, the top batting averages on the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, also, let's take you through some transactions for the Salem Red Sox. There has been a little bit of movement. Framie De Leon, an infield, middle infielder, shortstop, second baseman, can play all over the field. Framie De Leon gets a promotion to, not Greenville, but Double-A Portland. So Framie De Leon, at least in the meantime, earns a promotion to Double-A. He's heading to the Portland Sea Dogs to join a star-studded roster. The corresponding move as a result, the right-hander Nicholas Judas comes up from the FCL, seeking to make his affiliated ball debut. And he's got an interesting story. I'm curious to see if we see him tonight. Former 8th round pick a season ago by the New York Yankees out of Louisiana Monroe. He came over to Boston back in December as part of the Alex Verdugo trade that sent Verdugo to the Yankees. Judas and two more pitchers, Greg Weister and Richard Fitz, a top 10 prospect in the Red Sox system, come over from the Bronx. So, brief little mix-up there on the roster side of things. Earlier in the week, we saw Ovis Portis get the promotion with Blake Wehunt going up, and the second transaction takes place today with Framy De Leon moving up to AA Portland. Nicholas Judas comes up from the FCL. Well, we got a good one coming up here from Salem. Game 3 of the 6-game set between the Wood Ducks and the Beer Mongers. We'll step aside and come right back. First pitch on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for Thursday Night Baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game 3 of 6 in the 6-game set between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. And starting us off on play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Spectacular night for baseball once again. What a blessing as the Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks ready to do battle for the third time out of six this week here in Salem. And just to recap for you one more time, it was a 6-5 thrilling victory for the Red Sox on Tuesday night to take a 1-0 lead in the series. Brooks Brannan was the hero. The Red Sox walked it off on his RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Antonio Anderson set the table in that ninth inning with a double to put him in scoring position to lead things off, and Brannan was able to deliver just two at-bats later. Well, last night the wheels kind of fell off early for the Sox, 11-2 the final score, one of those oopsie type of nights that they were due for, and Down East was able to tie the series up at a game apiece. Here we are on a gorgeous Wednesday evening, high above Carilion Clinic Field. The Red Sox are on the air. Wadi Mendez, Glader Figueroa, and Akedri Vargas all set and due up. And the first pitch from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz runs high, a fastball out of the zone at 98. And we're underway at 7:08 p.m. sharp here in Salem. The 1-0 pitch, check swing, and it's called a strike by your home plate umpire, Larry Pettis. Zach Hovick out in the field, and the count evened up at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses below the knees in the dirt. The count now 2 balls at a strike for a 235 hitting Wadi Mendez. featured at the top of the lineup for the first time this week, has batted throughout in different spots on both Tuesday and Wednesday. The 2-1, here's a swing and a lifter foul left side. And the count evened up at 2-2.
Also, the Red Sox are 3-0 as the Salem Beer Mongers this year on Thursday night home games.
Looking to make that 4-0 on the season tonight. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Salem as ERC kicks and deals. Payoff pitch. Fastball, here's a chopper to the right side of the infield. Gloved by the pitcher. ERC fires to first in time. One away. A little bit of a put out there by Elmer Rodriguez. Cruz putting him to work early as he fields his position nicely for out number one.
Yeah, really nice start for ERC. You know, you take one up, one down any day of the week. And, you know, you look at how things went yesterday. And, you know, the Red Sox had that scoreless first, and then things kind of fell off in the second. So you'd like to go ahead and hold them down early and get things started offensively.
First pitch misses high and away to Glader Figueroa, a 239 hitter. And Figueroa is one of the most dynamic players, plain and simple, in the Carolina League. Sensational yesterday for the Wood Ducks, helping them to an 11-2 victory. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez Cruz deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fooled him big time. Got him in front of a breaking ball. 1-1. Figueroa a walk to start things off. Then a base hit in the third came around to score. Base hit in the sixth scored a run. And another hit in the eighth. Swings and misses on a breaking ball once again, and it drops him to 1-2. So all together, with the sacrifice fly included, ends up going 3-for-5. 2 runs batted in. Scored twice himself and a walk. Not a bad day. 1-2. Just rubs a breaking ball foul to his pull side to stay alive at 1-2.
Working ahead is ERC. There is a reason, again, there is a reason why Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, he didn't start the year in the top 30 prospect list, but because of what he's done and getting ahead is part of his game.
Here's a roper on the ground right side of the infield, scooped up by Tucker, throw to first in time, 2 gone. You were saying?
Yeah, because part of his game, I mean, that's getting ahead is a huge reason why the strikeout numbers are up, and a big reason why that not only has he climbed into the top 30 prospects, well, he's the 20th best prospect in the system, which is nothing to sneeze at, and he's probably a guy that, you know, a couple more starts away from inevitably getting the promotion to High A Greenville at some point, so trying to enjoy him now in Salem.
First pitch to Ekedri Vargas, a slow roller to the left side, scooped up by Zanatello. The throw is high. It pulls Brandon off the bag. He's able to snare it out of the air, but he is pulled off the bag. And Ekedri Vargas is there with, I mean, you got to think an E6, Carter.
Yeah, no? I'd have to see the replay. Here it is on MILB TV.
Quite routine, just a poor throw.
Yeah, it has to be. And there it is. E6. Got to get the wide out. I looked down, already scored it a 6-3. But that's on me.
Arturo Disla batting cleanup, the designated hitter tonight. Gets a half day's rest after playing first in the first two games. Takes the first pitch high. Just raised the bat off his right shoulder momentarily in the count now 1-0. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz currently sits with a 3.82 ERA, a 1-3 win-loss record. Started 8 of the 9 appearances. Here's a pick off to first, and a head first slide sees Vargas back in there safely. Disla has bat cleanup every game so far this series, and here's why. He's a 274 hitter, 4 homers, 27 ribbies on the year, the 1-0. He swings, knifes it up the middle, and ERC snatches it at his ankles on a line drive for out number 3. You want to talk about fielding your position to start out a ball game? ERC's awake and ready to roll. A 1-3 put out to start things, and then just a plain, simple line out right up the middle of the pitcher to end the first half of the first. We're scoreless, heading to the bottom of 1. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com. Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first inning here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. Downey's Wood Ducks in town. They currently are tied up at zero with the Red Sox heading to the home half of the first. And here is a star-studded lineup for you. The best of the year thus far, particularly in the top four. It starts with Nizan Zanatello when he looks at a fastball. Called a strike at the knees. The count now nothing and one. Zanatello, eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, currently hitting 261, playing shortstop tonight. Here's the 0-1. He swings and tips it back to the backstop, quickly down nothing and two. So it goes Zanatello, eighth best prospect. Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect. Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect. And Brooks Brannon, the 21st best prospect, the 0-2. Swinging a tipper. Back to the netting, and still alive at 0-2 is Nizan Zanatello. After that, Freily Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo. By the way, Encarnacion and Lugo lead the team in batting average. McCalvity and Tucker round things out. 0-2 chop foul left side. And we'll do it again at nothing at 2. Zanatello, two homers so far this year. Five runs batted in, an OBP of 382. Takes a practice hack, raises it above his right shoulder. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses high and away, and the count now 1-2. Paul Bonzagni on the hill for the Downeast Wood Ducks. Tall right-handed pitcher. Boy, what a first four he has to face this evening. He nods his head. He winds. He fires. The 1-2. Here's a swing and a tipper. This is dropped right back up the middle. Bonzagni comes, scoops it up, fires to first in time by about three steps. And Zanatello is retired.
Well, the PFPs in spring training are paying off early on, if you know what I mean. ERC, the line drive right back up the middle, then that's a nice play off the bump. Kind of having to roll to his right and then make a play on a slow roller. And Zanatello has enough speed to beat it out, per se. And one up, one down.
One up, one down, just like that. Down East was retired in four batters. First pitch to Anderson. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. Down nothing at one. Anderson has been sort of up and down this season, but last homestand was simply electric. Here's the 0-1. He swings and tips it into the mitt of Brock. Julian Brock at the battery behind the dish. The count now nothing at two. Had two home runs, hit 318 in five games. Here's the 0-2. Misses high and he ducks away from a fastball, and it's 1-2. 96 on the gun. From Bonzagni, who takes a deep breath, kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it rings him up, two gone.
First strikeout of the day, that's a good pitch on the outside corner as well. Just caught the outer half of the zone, brings up Miguel Blaze now. Bonzagni is, with ease, gotten through the top two, Zanatello and Anderson. Well, here's the hottest guy on the team, Miguel Blaze.
Well, he's 4-1 on the year, is Bonzagni. Here's the pitch to Blaze. Breaking ball in there, outer half for a strike, nothing and one. Bonzagni, 4-1 on the year, a 2.93 ERA. He kicks and deals, 0-1. Fastball, this is lined on the ground, left side, scooped up on the run by Vargas, and a throw to first is there for out number three. Well, the Red Sox are retired 1-2-3 in the first. We're scoreless, heading to the top of two. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second on a spectacular night for baseball here at Carilion Clinic Field. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. The Red Sox with their most impressive lineup of 2024 to date at this point, with five top 30 prospects featured in the starting lineup tonight. And it starts with number 20 in the organization on the hill. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, your starting pitcher tonight, retired the Wood Ducks in four batters in the first inning, and the one base runner was Akedri Vargas after an E6 to no fault of ERC. He was outstanding. A 1-3 put out to start the inning, and a line drive that he snatched at his ankles right up the middle that he was able to snare for out number three. First pitch misses high and in to Baker Barroso, and the count now 1-0. ERC deals the 1-0 offering. Fastball misses down and away, and quickly it's 2-0. Baker Barroso was unbelievable last night, Carter.
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
About this? 4-for-4, a walk, RBI single, 2-run homer, the 2-0. Called this strike in her half out of breaking ball, 2-1. RBI single, 2-run homer, base hit that ended up scoring a run when it was all said and done, the 2-1. Fastball simmers high, 3-1. And a triple for good measure
yes.
in the eighth. 4-for-4 with a walk, came around to score twice, and was responsible for three RBI. The 3-1 line drive left field down for a base hit past the glove of Anderson. A leadoff single for Barroso. He has picked up right where he left off. Perfect. 5-for-5 in the series.
And he wasn't even in the lineup on Tuesday. Baker Barroso only had two hits at the single-A level coming into this week. He was 2-for-13 at the single-A level. Boy, oh boy, has that turned on a dime. He only had 25 at-bats the whole year between the ACL and the Carolina League. Crazy.
Something's working for him. Julian Brock looks at a fastball, called his strike at the letters, and the count now nothing at one.
Now, he did hit .333 in the Arizona Complex League, but just 12 at-bats, so a small sample size, but he's found his stride this week here in Salem at the single-A level.
ERC takes it at the belt, the righty, kicks and deals, 0-1. Called his strike, breaking ball at the knees, and the count now nothing and two for Julian Brock. A .224 hitter, two homers, 23 RBI. Brock did not play yesterday, but was in there in the sixth spot on Tuesday in a 6-5 Red Sox win. Pickoff over to first, in there safely, Barroso, still nothing and two. Brock in that Tuesday ball game, how about two hits for him? Went 2-for-4 with a walk, came around to score. Had an RBI single in the sixth. 0-2. Nubs it back to the netting and stays alive at 0-2.
Double play ball would be nice here.
Oh, you know, that'd single. Be, that'd be, what do we like to say? Exquisite?
Exquisite.
Exquisite.
Indeed. We coined that term kind of on Masters Week, and it's followed through on June 6th.
No doubt about it. Runner off of first, nobody out. Top of the second, scoreless in Salem. The 0-2 runner takes off. Pitch misses downstairs. Throw down to second is a laser in time. Daniel McCalvity showing off. One gone.
Daniel McCalvity behind the plate for the second consecutive day. Brooks Brandon down at first, and that was a rifle from behind the plate. Perfect throw, and a nice job by Stanley Tucker to lay the tag down as Barroso tried the swim move at the last minute. Couldn't get it to go.
First pitch is lifted foul right side. And pardon me, the 1-2 pitch, I should say. And the count remains at a ball at a pair of strikes for Julian Brock. So the base is empty on the caught stealing. That's the first out. We're still scoreless top of the second inning here in Salem on a gorgeous night for baseball. Not a cloud in the sky. The 1-2 breaking ball rings him up looking at the knees. And how about that? ERC with his first strikeout of the night.
That's a good pitch, too, in the outside corner. Almost like a double play. Throw out the runner at second. Secure the backwards K. Now out away from finishing up the frame.
Brings up Marcos Torres in the 7-hole, 24th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. He looked at a fastball under his hands inside, and the count now 1-0. Torres, 13 ribbies on the year, one homer, hitting just 181. The 1-0 offering misses downstairs. Picked off the dirt by McCalvity, and the count now 2 balls, no strikes for Torres. Marcos Torres batted 8th on Tuesday and Wednesday, moves up a spot in the lineup tonight. There's the 2-0 pitch. He swings, drives it foul, right side. The count now 2-1. Torres yesterday, big time, two-run scoring triple in the 7th. And that was just one of those salt-in-the-wound moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the ball game. The 2-1 offering. He swings, hits it on the ground, up the middle. Backhanded stop by Tucker. Throw on the run to first to a leaning Brannon for out number 3. Red Sox looking sharp. One hit, but a caught stealing sits down Barroso, and Down East retired in 3. We're still scoreless, heading to the bottom of 2. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're turning up on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Scoreless heading to the bottom of the second inning. Red Sox with their best lineup of 2024 to date. 4-5-6 due up here in the second. Brooks Brannon, Freily Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Uten. Brannon, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization, just elevated up to Salem coming off of rehab in the FCL, recovering from a lower body injury, and here he is. Played his first game of the series on Tuesday night. He was the hero in walk-off fashion. First pitch, and Brannon lifts it into the air. Foul back behind home plate, tailing into the seats, and it drops, nothing and one. So good to see Brooks back here in Salem. He's worked so hard to get back here. Played just 6 games last year in single A with the Red Sox. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Brannon. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. Quickly, he's down nothing and 2. And in just 6 games, got banged up, was sent back down to Fort Myers, and still hadn't climbed the ladder back until, again, just this week, the 0-2. He swings and misses, strikes out on an 83-mile-an-hour disgusting slider from Bonzagni. And there's one gone.
Second of the day, K-wise for Bonzagni. And that was a good pitch, too. Just kind of got to tip your cap there for Brooks Brannon.
There's Freily Encarnacion, third baseman tonight for the Red Sox, playing in the hot corner, batting 5th. Top batting average on the Red Sox roster at .275. First offering, and he swings and misses. That slider, man. Bonzagni went right back to it, offered it, down and away, same pitch that Brooks Brannon just struck out on. And it's nothing and one. Bonzagni from the belt. Winds and fires. The 0-1. Misses down and away. This time a 97-mile-an-hour fastball just out of the zone. The count evened up at a ball and a strike. Encarnacion, one homer so far this year. It came here in Salem 2 weeks back. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. 95-mile-an-hour fastball kind of handcuffed him high and tight. Quickly 1-2.
The pitch mix has been really good from Bonzagni early on. Really, really good.
Both pitchers, too. I mean, playing with some tempo.
Yeah.
Really keeping the tempo of this ball game steady and fast. Modern era of baseball. We're all for it here in Salem. Here he goes to work, pitching with 12 seconds on the clock. The 1-2. Swing at a tipper, and it does fall in front of Brock. Julian Brock couldn't quite cover it up. And Encarnacion able to stay alive, 1-2.
New life or... Freddy Encarnacion.
One gone, nobody on. Scoreless bottom of two here in Salem, if you're just joining us. 1-2 pitch on the way. Encarnacion drubs it foul, left side. Stays alive, 1-2.
And working a nice AB against the right-hander Bonzagni in this situation. There's a reason why Freddy Encarnacion, sure, he's not in the top 30 like the four guys who lead him off are, but at the same time, he's done such a nice job in single A so far this year. You look at his numbers across the board.
1-2. Fastball runs high, 2-2.
You were talking about 275, and it just kind of feels like he's got some hits and some big moments. Had a walk-off earlier this year.
Yes, sir.
Walk-off two-run double in right center field against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
2-2 pitch. He swings, laces it up over the hand of Figueroa all the way into the corner in left field. Encarnacion around first, stands up at second with a one-out double.
109 off the bat. He hits the ball hard, too. We've seen 117 off of his bat this year. That was 109, and it got to the wall in probably 3 seconds.
That was scolded. I mean, crushed. Figueroa didn't stand a chance, and that thing, you blink and it was in the corner. Well, the table is set with one gone and a runner off of second in scoring position for Nathaniel Uten. Hitting 236 for the Sox, four homers to his name this year. First pitch, misses down and away, 95-mile-an-hour heater, well out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. Nathaniel Uten, 23 RBI on this season. One of the more impressive figures for the Red Sox this year. Looking for number 24 right here. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball way below the knees. The count now evened up at a ball and a strike.
And also, again, great AB by Freddy Encarnacion. Spoiled pitch after pitch and finally got one on the inside corner he could turn on. And he did so with ease. Probably a fair way to categorize that.
Uten looking to bounce back after an 0-for-4 outing yesterday. Runner off of second, one gone, scoreless game, the 1-1. And he looks at a called strike, 95 on a fastball, plucking the outside corner, and it's 1-2. You go back to the 6-5 win for the Red Sox on Tuesday. No Nathaniel Uten in that one, so sitting at just 0-for-4 in the series, playing his second game of the week. 1-2. He swings, dribbles it foul, right side. Still alive at 1-2. Played 5 of the 6 games last week. That was on the road for the Red Sox. Up the road in Lynchburg. Kind of struggles some. No extra base hits, just 3-for-18 across the 5 games. Did walk 5 times. Played everywhere in the field like he typically does. Little infield, little outfield, designated hitter, the 1-2. Ring him up, strike 3. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball falls off a cliff back into the top of the zone, and there's 2 gone.
Yeah, great pitch there on the outside corner. Went backdoor breaking ball. Third K of the day, and now it's up to Andy Lugo, and he's somebody who's quite capable in this situation as well.
Second strike out of the frame for Bonzagni. Here's Lugo from the right side. Righty on righty, runner off a second. First pitch. And he takes a breaking ball at the knees for a strike, nothing in one. Andy Lugo, we talked about Encarnacion. He's aboard after his double with the best batting average on the team. Lugo's second. He's hitting 265. A 1 pitch. He swings, chops it left side of the infield, scooped up on 2 hops by Vargas. 1 step, throw to first in time, and the side is retired. Well, Fraley Encarnacion, after the double, is stranded at second, and we're still scoreless heading to the top of the third. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. We're scoreless heading to the road half of the third inning. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Whether you're listening to us on the MILB app, MILB TV, also the Bally Live app, you can listen and watch Red Sox baseball all season long. Still scoreless, top of three, 8-9-1 due up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Tommy Speck, Chandler Pollard, and then back to the top of the order with Wadi Mendez. Tommy Speck, the left fielder, digs in from the left side. First time he faces Elmer Rodriguez Cruz this season. ERC now in his third inning of work, the first pitch on the way. And a fastball is drilled to the backstop, nothing and one. ERC dialed in early, has surrendered just one hit, two base runners, one of them via an error. And despite the base hit, was still able to sit him down in three last frame. The 0-1, Tommy Speck lifts it high into the air, straightaway center field. No problem for Miguel Blaise. He ranges two steps to his right. The wind carries it just a little tad, and Blaise is able to reel it in for out number one. You felt that gust just kind of push the ball.
You absolutely could. You could feel it up here. You see all the papers kind of flipping back and forth a little bit.
No problem, though, for the fourth best prospect in the Sox organization, and it brings up the nine-hole hitting second baseman, Chandler Pollard. He stands in from the right side. Pollard, a 241 hitter. And the first pitch is on the way. Fastball sizzles high, and the count now 1-0. Pollard hit in the ninth spot yesterday. Did not appear in the Tuesday win for the Sox, the 1-0. Breaking ball down and away, and the count now 2 balls and no strikes. Pollard yesterday, cat was busy. Ended up going 3-for-4, had a double, scored twice, stole two bases, a sacrifice fly, the 2-0. Fastball misses upstairs, 3-0. And that is what we call a productive day in the nine hole. I mean, when you get that kind of production at the bottom of the order, good riddance. That's part of an 11-2 win, the 3-0. Fastball misses high and in, and a four-pitch walk for Pollard. Just the third base runner surrendered here by the 20th best prospect in the Sox organization, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Runner on first, one gone.
Wow, and really when you look at the win yesterday for Down East, it was really, quite frankly, because of these three guys, right? Becker Barroso, Chandler Pollard, and Glider Figueroa. Those three had a combined 9 hits in that game. Check that. 10 hits in yesterday's game.
One gone, runner off of first. Top of the order, Wadi Mendez. First pitch, runner took off way before the pitch was even thrown. The easiest stolen bag you'll see all season. I mean, he was beyond the halfway point down the baseline before ERC had the ball leave his hand. And now there's a runner in scoring position with a 1-0 count for Mendez.
Yeah, no shot there for Daniel McAlvany.
Righty on lefty, one gone. The 1-0 pitch. He swings, lifts a fastball high into the air, straightaway center field. Miguel Blaise ranging back on the warning track, makes the catch on the track. A tag up and moving to third, Chandler Pollard. There's two gone with the leading run just 90 feet away.
Nice play by Miguel Blaise out in left center field. Really nice play, actually. Ball kind of took off on him a little bit and read it nicely. The wind is whipping a little bit, to your point, from a couple hitters ago out in straightaway center. But nice adjustment by Blaise, and there's two down.
Especially looking up into the sunset.
Yes.
Here's Glader Figueroa. First offering, he swings and misses on a breaking ball downstairs. Nothing and one. Figueroa grounded out to the right side of the infield. Stanley Tucker was waiting for it. First time up. 4-3 put out. Has a runner 90 feet away from taking a 1-0 lead. Two gone. Top of the third in Salem. The 0-1. Fastball misses outside. Ball and a strike for Glader Figueroa, the 25th best prospect for the Texas Rangers. Figueroa having a great series. The 1-1. Fastball called a strike. Outer half. Quickly 1-2. Again, you take it back. 3-for-4 yesterday with a sack fly and a walk. Outstanding production. The 1-2 spiked in the dirt. The count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then Figueroa, another two-hit day on Tuesday. Despite the 6-5 loss, 2 extra base hits, a triple and a double.
Yeah.
And that double in the ninth was huge. He led off the ninth with the double, would come around to score. That tied the game and forced a bottom of the ninth inning. The 2-2. He swings and misses, struck him out with the breaking ball. Second K of the day for ERC, and a runner is stranded in scoring position for the second time. This time it's at third. Home half of the third after this. We're still scoreless in Salem. We got a little bit of a pitcher's duel going on, just to hit a piece for each team. We step aside and come right back. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of three in Salem, and we're still scoreless. Got a little bit of a pitcher's duel going on between Paul Bonzagni of the Down East Wood Ducks and our boy Elmer Rodriguez Cruz for the Salem Red Sox. 8-9-1 due up for the Sox. Daniel McCalvity and Stanley Tucker round out the batting order. Then we go back to the top with a top 30 prospect in the organization, none other than last year's second-round draft pick, Nizan Zanatello. McCalvity digs in from the right side, catching behind the dish for the second time this series in the second night in a row. McCalvity taps the bat on home plate, raises it above his right shoulder, and we're ready to go in the bottom of the third. First pitch on the way, and he looks at a fastball that deflects off the mitt of Julian Brock behind the dish. The count is 1-0. Daniel McCalvity, a 197 hitter, a homer, 6 runs batted in so far this season. Hit yesterday for the Sox in the 7 spot. Moves down a tick tonight in the 8 hole. The 1-0. He swings and chops it. Left side of the infield. Gloved on a high hop by Vargas. Throw to first is not in time. Scooped up by Barroso on the pick. But McCalvity able to leg out an infield single.
Bang, bang down at first. Really nice play by Becker Barroso. Scooping it off of that calcified clay. That's an infield single though all the way. Nice job by McCalvity behind the plate to beat it out. Let's see the replay on MILB. Yeah, he's safe. Good call by Zach Hoback in the field. Zach Hoback, I should say.
By a good step,
yeah.
I'd say as well. Here's Stanley Tucker. The table is set. First pitch, and he looks at a breaking ball for a strike. Outer half, nothing and one. So the first time through now for Bonzagni. Runner off of first, nobody out. Bottom of the third, scoreless game here in Salem. For the former Texas A&M Aggie, Stanley Tucker. A one pitch on the way. He swings, rifles it on the ground. Left side, great stop by Figueroa. Backhand, throw to second there. Throw back to first, not in time. So they cut down the leading runner in McCalvity. No double play. Tucker aboard with a fielder's choice. One gone here in the third.
What a stop down third by Figueroa. We talked about him. He's been as good as we've seen defensively down at third base all year. I mean, that saved a double there.
That was a web gem.
That was a web gem.
He has been probably the most impressive defensive third baseman I've seen this season at the single-A level. On top of it, he's got an elite bat as well. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello. First offering, a fastball misses down and away, 1-0. Nizan's still working his way back from injury. It feels like we're right on the precipice, though, of something special. Once he's in there every day, and it feels like we're getting there, he is just due to explode, as he did when he first came in the first 2 weeks. The 1-0 called a strike at the knees on a fastball, and the count now 1-1. Missed the beginning portion of the season.
Yeah.
Came in about a month into the year, played for about 2 weeks, was electric, and then kind of re-aggravated that injury, was out for a bit, went down to Fort Myers for 2 weeks' time. Here's the 1-1. He swings, lifts it foul, right side, into the seats. 1-2. And now that he's back, not just DHing, not just three times a week, playing shortstop, fully back into the thick of things, I think we are going to see something special out of the second overall pick for the Red Sox last year after Kyle Teal was taken in the first round. The 1-2. He swings and knifes it foul the opposite way. Stays alive at 1-2.
Yeah, and I think he's somebody that I think you're going to be following in the Red Sox organization for a long period of time. And, you know, obviously the physical stature is there. The bat speed is there. The contact is there. The power is there. Defensively, it's there. I mean, everything is there for Nizan Zanatello to succeed at the professional level.
1-2. Takes a fastball high and in. Just barely raised the bat off his right shoulder. And now it's two balls and two strikes for the 19-year-old. 19-year-old out of St. Louis, Missouri. Just turned 19 last week. Played at Christian Brothers Academy in St. Louis. 2-2. Misses inside. Count worked full. 3-2 for Nizan.
Yeah, good AB so far for Zanatello. A walk here. Oh, 2-2, I should say. So,
no, it is 3-2.
It is 3-2. I was looking at the scoreboard.
Yeah,
walk here would be
ball behind.
Walk here would be ginormous because the Red Sox, they did have that double off the bat of Encarnacion. They've not gotten a lot going against the right-hander. Bonzagni, first and second, add some pressure for sure.
One gone, runner off of first, bottom of the third, scoreless game. Pick off the first and ahead for a slide. See Stanley Tucker in there safely, aboard with his fielder's choice after Daniel McCalvany with an infield single. He was cut down at second. Stanley Tucker, a lot of speed on the base pass right now for the Sox. Three balls, two strikes, one gone. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses a hair outside. It's a full count walk for Nizan Zanatello. You got to love the discipline. First and second, one gone for the Sox.
And Bonzagni wanted the call there, I think. And that was a really good pitch on the outside corner.
I mean, that is half in, half out. You could call it a miss by Larry Pettis. I mean, it's one of those literally half in, half out.
Yes, it's a borderline call for sure. But as a pitcher, you're going to want that 10 times out of 10. No doubt about that.
Here's Antonio Anderson. Move from one top 30 prospect to another. First pitch taken outside. Fastball 1-0. Anderson, another guy that just feels due for a breakout. We were just on the cusp of it. Last homestand. In a five-game stretch, hit 318, hit two home runs, his first two career home runs. The 1-0 pitch. Misses outside with a fastball 2-0. Not only that, he's a clutch hitter, Carter. Shows up in the big moments. We're going to get a mound visit here.
Yeah, Thomas St. Clair, pitching coach for the Wood Ducks, going to come out and try and settle down Bonzagni, who's thrown a nice game so far. But all of a sudden, first and second, nobody out, and a 2-0 pitch coming to Antonio Anderson. You've hit yourself into some trouble here because you just touched on it with four top prospects at the top, and you're going to get to Blaise and Brooks Brennan in a minute, and those two guys are swinging hotter six out of anybody on this team. If you walk Antonio Anderson here and put the bases loaded with just one out, you're not exactly asking for a recipe of success. And so these are going to be some crucial pitches. So I think this is a nice meeting for St. Clair here to try and quiet the right-hander down.
You know, teams starting to cool down Bonzagni just a little bit. Started rifling hot. Pitched a 1.69 ERA in three games through the month of April. And then since that batting, or that ERA, I should say, has inflated just a hair. 379 in the month of May, 303 altogether. Eight total appearances, four of them starts. He's back ready to go on the rubber. First and second for the switch hitting Anderson from the left side. And he swings and chops it right back up the middle. Gloved by Bonzagni. Now he bobbles it. Still under hands to first. In time for out number two. The runners advance second and third, both in scoring position for Salem here with two gone in the third inning.
And I don't know how much, had he had made the play clean, I don't know if the end result would have been different per se. I think he would have tried to throw Zanatello out at second, and I think he would have been successful. So yeah, you maybe would have seen first and third with two down. You'll take the two runners in scoring position, but a nice job to get the out, which is obviously the most important thing when it's all said and done.
Beautiful spot for Miguel Blaise. First pitch, and he looks at a fastball at the knees, nothing and one. Blaise finally back, played Tuesday and Sunday last week, dealing with a root canal early portion of this week. You know, glad he's feeling better. That is not a fun thing to deal with, especially in the middle of baseball season. 0-1, breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-1. It was funny, we were talking to Brooks Brandon the other day, and he's like, I've not seen Miguel today. And he's like, I think something's wrong with his teeth. And we were like, duly noted, I guess. Kind of had to stumble our way through figuring out and getting to the bottom of it, like detectives up here.
Yeah. I've never had a root canal before, knock on wood. I hope I never have to deal with that.
Second and third, two gone, 1-1 the count for the fourth best prospect of the Red Sox organization, Miguel Blaise. 1-1. He swings, rifles it for a base hit into left field. Coming in to score, Stanley Tucker. Nazan Zanatello slides in right behind him. Two-run scoring single with two gone in the third. 2-0 Sox lead it. Miguel Blaise delivers.
How about that? Miguel Blaise, 109 off the bat, a ripper through the left side. Scored two runs and a better throw from Specht. I think they maybe have the runner out at home in the form of Antonio Anderson. Or check that Nazan Zanatello, but the throw's a little bit up the line, and the Red Sox have a 2-0 lead.
Brings up Brooks Brandon from the right side, and Miguel Blaise turns a 13-game hitting streak into 14. Pick off to first. Blaise slides in safely head first. And Brandon stands in with a young 3.33 average after going 2-for-4 in his single-A debut in 2024 after six games last year at the single-A level. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nothing at one. Brandon was the hero in the bottom of the ninth inning the other night in a 6-5 walk-off win for the Sox. Base hit in a right field. Here's the 0-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. Nothing in two. Bonzagni struck him out his first time up with that very pitch, that slider that broke down and away. And Brandon swung at it again. Got him with the last two pitches of the AB. Strike two and strike three were that same slider, about 82, 83. Down and out. See what he goes with here. Nothing in two the count. Two gone. Runner off of first. Bonzagni kicks and delivers. Here's a swing and a towering pop-up high into the air, right in front of second base, calling everybody off and making the catch is Vargas for out number three. Well, the Red Sox grab two, and they take a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Miguel Blaise, fourth best prospect in the organization, delivers. Two RBIs single through the left side, and it's 2-0 Salem. Top of the fourth after this, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth inning on a gorgeous night here in Salem. 2-0, the Red Sox lead it. Miguel Blaise with a two-run scoring base hit in the bottom of the third with two gone to put the Red Sox in front. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play. The birthday boy himself, happy number 21, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni. I appreciate you there. A big night here in Salem as the Salem Beer Mongers lead it 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks in game three of this six-game set.
How fitting for your 21st.
It's
Thirsty Thursday.
First pitch to Vargas. Wines fires, swinging a pop-up into left. To his right, Nathaniel Uten moves over, shifts back, and makes the grab head high for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Arturo Disla. So, yeah, Ashedri Vargas, Arturo Disla, and Baker Barroso, 3-4-5 in the order. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is on the bump for his fourth inning of work, and quite frankly, he's been pretty sharp so far, and now has been spotted a 2-0 lead, which is so crucial at this point in the contest. First pitch, he winds and fires. Sails high and away on the fastball, and the count is 1-0. For ERC, 3 1/3, one hit, no runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. 1-0, there's a strike inside corner. 95-mile-per-hour fastball just above the knees. It's 1-1. Diesel popped up back in the first to Stanley Tucker, one wide. He swings and tips it into the mitt of McAlvany. It's 1-2. The Red Sox, winners on Tuesday, a 6-5 victory over the Wood Ducks. Yesterday, a little bit of a laugher, 11-2 win for Down East. And today, well, Salem is doing what you expect them to do. Come back on Thursday and take control of the series. That's been the case so far in the contest. 1-2, he swings and rockets it foul down the first baseline as it trickles all the way down the line. Diesel stays alive. Tonight's designated hitter, Arturo Disla, a .272 hitter, four homers, and 27 ribbies. 1-2, he kicks and deals. A breaking ball, trims low and inside, evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox, they got those two runs back in the third. Two-run single off the bat of Miguel Blaise. Hit streak is up to 14, on base streak up to 24. 2-2, a breaking ball sails high and inside. Count runs full. And that has been the storyline of the night. The top prospects at the top of the order for Salem. And ERC is a top 20 prospect as well. 3-2, he winds and fires. Misses high and inside on a one-out walk. So a flyout and a walk to Disla. And here's Baker Barroso. And you look at what he's done in this series. He's a huge reason why the Wood Ducks are in the position they're in. Becker Barroso is 5-for-5 to start the series. Yesterday, a 4-for-4 day. Homer, two singles, and a triple. He ripped one through the left side back in the second. First pitch, he curls and unfurls. Runner runs off from first. The throw to second will be in time. They got him. They tried a delayed steal to Disla. He's gunned down at second. The pitch was called a strike, and the count's nothing and one, as now there's two down to the frame. Well, hello. You'll take that. Let's see the replay on MILB TV. And Disla appeared out, and yes, he is upon replay. 0-1 with two down. Went to fires. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a strike inside corner. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count moves to 0-2. Just in case, Julian Brock is on deck. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Swing and a pop-up. Left side, in foul ground. McAlvany throws off the mask and gloves it at high for out number three. So ERC faces the minimum in the fourth as we move to the home half in Salem. 2-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Salem Beer Mongers lead it 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks here in game three of this six-game set. Hey, it's the Fish Week fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fish Week is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. Here's Fraley Encarnacion, righty-on-righty matchup first pitch. He swings and misses, and it's nothing in one. The right-hander, Banzagni, is on for his fourth inning of work, and despite the two-run single off the bat of Blaise, he's been fairly sharp so far as well. It has been a pitcher's duel in Salem. Juan, he swings and tips it foul off the mitt of Brock, quickly 0-2. Now, Fraley Encarnacion, first hit of the contest for the Red Sox, and that was back in the second. A 107-mile-per-hour double down the left field line, scolded off the bat of the Beer Monger starting third baseman. 0-2, a breaking ball just misses high and away, moves the count to 1-2. Went 82, and, you know, Julian Brock wanted the call, and, you know, I'd say that was maybe a little bit fair in that situation.
Yeah, it was, it was in there.
1-2. Swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Encarnacion remains alive. Encarnacion, Nathaniel Yuten, and Andy Lugo. 4-5-6 in the Red Sox order. Three hits on the day for Salem. Down east, they have one. 1-2. Check swing on a breaking ball low and away, though appeal to first, and he did not go, according to Zach Hovick, and the count evens up at 2-2. Salem Beer Mongers Night, Thirsty Thursday, a gorgeous evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. 2-2, he swings, pops it up, right side of the infield. In foul ground is Barroso, gives it a look, and Brock will watch it go foul instead, as Encarnacion once again spoils it. Salem does have the one error. It was the E6 on the throw from Nizan Zanatello. Did not come back to bite the Red Sox, so no harm, no foul in that situation. And again, the Red Sox 3-0 this season as the Salem Beer Mongers. Their alter ego on Thursday nights at home in Salem. 2-2. He swings and rips it foul, first base side. And Encarnacion bites off his third consecutive pitch. Banzagni so far today. We touched on him. Here's his numbers. 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. A walk and 3 Ks. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. He blew right by him, and there's 1 down. Brings him to Danny Utsen now. The left fielder for the Salem Red Sox was a strikeout victim looking back in the second. Wearing number 22 in that seal blue Salem Beer Mongers uni. Twirls his bat. Rested on his left shoulder. And here's the righty on lefty matchup. And the first pitch. Swing and a bouncer left side. Figueroa on the back end throws across the diamond to first, and on a hop, it's not in time, and it's an infield single for Nathaniel Utsen.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. Figueroa's been very impressive, Carter, don't get me wrong, but it's about as hard as they come for making a play.
He was shifted a little bit towards the shortstop position, and it was a little bit of an excuse-me swing and a slow roller down the line, and though Figueroa on the backhand made the play, tried the jump throw, couldn't get him, and there's the Sox's fourth base hit of the day. Here's Andy Lugo, right fielder. He's 0 for 1. First pitch from the stretch. He sees a strike inside corner. Nothing and one. 94-mile-per-hour first pitch fastball for Bonzagni. Lugo's in right tonight for Salem. A one in the dirt it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Got the start at third yesterday, and he's a reason why the Red Sox can be so successful defensively. He mixes things up from a versatility standpoint. And I was talking with some people before the game, and we mentioned that Framie DeLeon just got the promotion to Double-A Portland. Well-deserved, might I add. 1-1, he swings, spanks it left side, and it's past the dive of Vargas and into left for a base hit. One-out single off the bat of Lugo. First and second, one down for Daniel McKelvey.
Birthday spanks?
Oh, gosh.
21 of them?
No comment.
Dude, they used to do that in, like, school. We were in, like, fifth grade.
You know, I think I remember that.
That was, like, a thing.
Those were different times.
I feel like
you
can't do that now.
No, I don't think you could either. Here's McKelvey, 1-for-1 with a single. But continuing that point on Andy Lugo, Framie DeLeon earns the promotion to Double-A Portland. It's well earned, and I think the reason why, in the meantime, is time is called. You know, they need some depth up there in Double A, and because of his defensive versatility, he's a switch hitter, that allowed him to earn the promotion for the time being. But when you look at, you know, needing numbers and needing guys to potentially run out there,
sure,
another guy that would not have surprised me to earn that promotion for now would have been Andy Lugo, just because he can play multiple different positions at a high level, might I add. And also has been swinging a hot stick at the single A level. Second highest batting average on the team coming into tonight. So the meeting has ceased, and here's McKelvey, starting catcher. First and second, one down after back-to-back singles. And the first pitch, a breaking ball that sails high and inside, and the count starts at 1-0. Red Sox got two in the third. Miguel Blaise's two-run single. That's where we currently stand. 1-0. He winds and fires. Inside it goes. Did it drill him? Yes, it did. Off the left elbow, and the bases are going to be loaded with one down for Stanley Tucker. Oh, this is not what you want to see if you're down east. You got the strikeout of Encarnacion as here comes Thomas St. Clair. You got the strikeout of Encarnacion. And then you got two straight singles. Nathaniel Utsen, Andy Lugo. A hit by pitch is obviously not ideal. And now the bases are loaded, and Stanley Tucker, who's 0 for 1 today, has a chance to slightly break this game open here in the fourth. Don't know if anybody's warming up in the down east bullpen. Does not appear that way. From our view, slightly down the third baseline. The bullpen kind of curls behind the party deck down the right field line here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Larry Pettis will come out and try and disrupt the conversation. He's finally successful, and we talked about this the other day. Larry Pettis goes out there, and to his credit, you know, he says, let's go, guys. But he lets Thomas St. Clair, whoever it may be, get kind of a final word in for sure.
True. He does allow a little bit of leniency.
So here we go. Nathaniel Utsen waits off a third. Andy Lugo bounces off a second. And off a first on the hit-by-pitch is Daniel McKelvey. Here's Stanley Tucker. You know, yesterday for Stanley Tucker, you look at him. It was 0 for 2, I should say. Two walks and 0 for 2. And the first pitch is a strike inside corner. Counts nothing in one. 0 for 2 yesterday with two walks. But the day prior had a big-time double in the seventh that eventually set up the go-ahead run. Has been clutch at times, no doubt about that. 0-1, he swings, rockets it down the left field line, moving over respect, turning, twisting, and watching it fly for a grand slam. How about that? First grand slam of the season for the Sox in Salem, and it's 6-0 in the fourth.
Who better to do it to than Stanley Tucker? Much deserved, the former Texas A&M Aggie. Such a journey throughout his baseball career. Started in junior college out of high school. Worked his way up an opportunity to play in the highest level of college ball in the SEC. And then now earns a shot to play in the pros in the Red Sox organization. The team that his dad and his uncle loved when he was growing up.
Nizan Zanatello will swing and miss at the first pitch fastball, nothing and one. That is one of the moments of the season for the Salem
yes.
Red Sox.
So happy to see it be him, too.
0-1, he kicks and deals. There's a strike outside corner, 0-2. Stanley Tucker, man.
Did you have that on the bingo card? More of a base hit machine, speed demon
sure.
on the paths, not necessarily leave the yard kind of guy every day.
0-2 sails high and away, counts 1-2. To your point, exactly, and we were just talking about this. He's clutch. The average may not be where it wants to be and where he wants it to be, as the 1-2 is skipped in the dirt, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The average may not be where he wants it to be. But he comes through in the clutch, no doubt about that. We mentioned the double. A homestand to go had the go-ahead two-run double in that Sunday series-securing victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And now a grand slam. 2-2. Sales low and inside on the fastball. Count runs full at 3-2. Nizan Zanatello 0-for-1 on the day. Also has a walk back in the third. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a bouncer, left side, on 2 hops, Figueroa. He gloves on a hop, throws to first, and it skips into the turf, but Barroso picks it in time for out number 2. Zanatello retired for the second time today, and here's Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter. Oh, you pass the torch from the 8th best prospect in the organization to the 18th best prospect in the organization. Anderson's 0-for-2. A strikeout and a ground out. First pitch, winds and fires. Misses low and away. Went first pitch fastball. Did the right-hander Bonzagni at 96. Count starts at 1-0. Righty on lefty matchup. Here's the 1-0 as he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball low and in. Moves the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Miguel Blase is on deck. This game has been blown wide open. 4 runs are in. Stanley Tucker, a grand slam. Here in the frame. 2-0. The pitch. Just misses low and inside. Counts 3-0. And now, Bonzagni, who had been so sharp, gets hit around just a tad. He's lost a little bit of command for the strike zone here in the fourth. Let's see if he finds it here. 3-0. And it misses low and inside. A 4-pitch walk with 2 down. Here's Miguel Blase. 8th hitter to hit this inning for the Red Sox, and that will do it for Bonzagni. Will not have a shot to face Miguel Blase for the third time today is Carlos Maldonado, the second-year manager for the Downeast Wood Ducks, and the former big leaguer will take the ball from the right-hander, and the Wood Ducks will go to the pen. The Red Sox all over Downeast here in the fourth, leading 6-0 on Stanley Tucker's grand slam. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, the Downeastwood Ducks have gone to the bullpen here in the home half of the fourth as the Salem Red Sox are all over the Downeastwood Ducks, leading 6-0 here in game 3 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, Miguel Blaze is about to dig in with two down here in the frame. Antonio Anderson is going to lead off of first after the two-out walk. Blaze is the eighth hitter to hit this inning for the Salem Red Sox. The right-hander Simeone is on the bump now for Downeys. We'll get to his numbers in just a minute. First, the first pitch is a breaking ball. Caught the inside quarter for a strike, and the count starts at 0-1. Victor Simeone is the new pitcher for Downeys, wearing number 22, in that neon green, if you will, sported by the Downeastwood Ducks. 0-1, winds and fires. Sails high and away. Moves the count to 1-1. Blaze on the day. He's 1-for-2. Bounced out in the first and also in two-run RBI single. That was back in the third. Scored two runs. Made it 2-0. 1-1. Misses low and outside. Two balls and a strike. That two-run single made it a 2-0 ball game. The Red Sox had captured the momentum, and then Stanley Tucker's grand slam here in this frame has completely catapulted Salem on top, 6-0. 2-1, breaking ball. Sails low and away. Moves the count to 3-1. 81 miles an hour off the right hand of Simeone. And now an interesting pitch coming to Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect in the system. And Julian Brock, the catcher, I think recognizes that and will come out and have a conversation with his right-hander. This was such an important game for the Salem Red Sox, too. You know, you have that tough one yesterday against the Wood Ducks. Coming off of that tough series in Lynchburg, you had lost 5-6. You come back home, you're still just 8 out of first in the Carolina League North first half race at 25-28. It's not completely out of the realm of possibility. And this Downeast team came in winning their last three series. They have won 4-6 against the Frednets. So a key series here in the first week of June. 3-1, runner off from first. It misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time. And it was called a strike, actually, by Larry Pettis, so the count runs full. So it's a good thing. Double A, if you will. Slid into second safely, because if he's out, the inning's over. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Anderson off a second. Pitch coming to Miguel Blaze. And he curls and unfurls. A breaking ball sails high and away, and there's ball four. Back-to-back walks, first and second, two down, and the ninth hitter to hit in the frame is Brooks Brand in the first baseman.
Miguel Blaze is playing some really good baseball.
Yes. I go back to really the play he made in center field earlier, too.
Wouldn't that bat? He's stepping up defensively, right? That was the part of his game we'd like to see come around a little bit more. I mean, Miguel Blaze showing out.
First pitch to Brandon. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Right through a breaking ball down and in. Count starts at 0-1. Today for Brooks, he's 0-2. He struck out back in the second. He also popped up in foul ground back in the third. We're still just in the home after the fourth in Salem. Sox on top 4-0. No balls, one strike. First and second, two down. And the righty comes to the plate. Swing and a miss, nothing and two. Same pitch for Simeone. Just in case, Freely Encarnacion, he's on deck. And, you know, he hit earlier in the inning. He was also the first out. Struck out back earlier in the fourth, if you will. 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Went breaking ball again, three of them to Brooks Brennan, and he fans on strikes for the second time today. But the Sox bat around. And they put up four on Stanley Tucker's grand slam as we move to the fifth in Salem. 6-0, the Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the fifth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-0, the Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox on Salem Beer Mongers Night on this thirsty Thursday and a gorgeous one here in Southwest Virginia. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the 20th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, is back on the bump for his fifth inning of work as it goes 6-7-8 in the order. First pitch to Julian Brock is a strike on the outside corner. First pitch fastball, and the count starts at 0-1.
Good way to start. Get ahead in the count. Fifth inning of work for ERC.
0-1 to Brock. Right back to work. The pitch. He sees it high and inside. It's 1-1. Julian Brock, Marcos Torres, and Tommy Speck. 6-7-8 in the order for Downey's trying to cut into the six-run deficit. 1-1. There's strike two, outside corner. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and he's ahead in the count. Today for Julian Brock, he struck out looking back in the second. And here's the 1-2. Just misses, low and away. Went slider at 86. Two balls and two strikes.
This has been one of the best outings for ERC this year.
He's very crisp, and you can tell he's feeling it based on the pace that he's going back to the bump. With 9 seconds on the clock, he looks in, and here's his 2-2. Swinging a ripper into right. Moving in is the right fielder Lugo, and it hops into his glove for a base hit. Announcer's jinx, if you will. Leadoff single for Brock, second of the day. And here's Marcos Torres.
Yeah, smart play, though, by Lugo. Not trying to do too much.
If you dive there,
yeah,
you know, maybe he has a play, but if he does make the play, that's a triple.
He diagnosed it, backed up after coming in. It was a good play. Right.
Here's Torres. Center fielder digs in from the left side. Encarnacion plays in at third. And here's the first pitch. A breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Down starts at 0-1. Marcos Torres a bounce out back in the second. Julian Brock scampers off of first after the leadoff single. 0-1, he winds and fires. Swinging a bouncer. Could be two on a hop at short. Steps on second for one. On to first. Easy double play. Zanatello to Brannon, and there's two down.
Picture perfect. The Zon turn in two. Get used to that, Sox fans.
That is a tailor-made double play ball. Zanatello was shifted right behind the second base bag, and you can see if you're watching on MILB TV. Stepped on the bag with ease to throw to first, and he was out by about 8 steps. Here's Tommy Speck. First pitch. Here's a ball. This is low and away. 1-0 the count. Speck is the one that flew out to center back in the third. The Miguel Blaise ran it down in the left center field alley. 1-0. He swings, rips it, straightaway center. Right there, Miguel Blaise. Goodness gracious, barely has to move. He gloves it for out number three. Unconventionally, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz has faced the minimum here in the fifth. And he's in line now for the victory as we move to the home half in Salem with the Sox on top 6-0. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Cole Drake is the new pitcher on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks as we move to the home half of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox lead it 6-0 over the Wood Ducks. For Salem, 5-6-7 in the order, Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, and Andy Lugo. For Cole Drake, this is appearance number 9 on the year. He started 5 games, 29 and a third innings pitched, and here's his first pitch to Encarnacion. Wines fires, and a breaking ball is delivered for a first pitch strike. It's nothing and one. 2-2 record on the year for Drake, 48 strikeouts to 11 walks. That's pretty good. 0-1. Misses low and away. Counts even up at 1-1.
That's really good, I would add. No doubt about it. Impressive numbers at this point in the season.
1-1. Lefty deals. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Former 11th round draft pick by the Texas Rangers in 2022. And out of Orem, Utah. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. As Encarnacion calls time. And played JUCO ball. Was a JUCO guy. Walter State Community College out in Tennessee. Great spot for JUCO baseball. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Encarnacion strikes out for the second time today and one down for Nathaniel Uten. By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events. First pitch to Uten is a swing and a bouncer right side. What a stop by Barroso on the back end. Flips to the covering at first, Bonzagni, who can't step on the bag. And it's another infield single for Nathaniel Uten. How about that? Two on the day.
You'll take them where you can get them. It was a great stop, like you said, Carter, but just kind of lost his balance getting up and no cover in time.
Two infield singles on the day for Nathaniel Uten, and here's Andy Lugo, the right fielder. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. First pitch to Lugo, winds and fires. Breaking ball misses high and away. Count is 1-0. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Becker Barroso continues to have a strong series as well. At the plate. He was retired for the first time in the fourth, but he's made two web gems down at first so far in the series. Just couldn't flip it in time to the covering pitcher. 1-1. And the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Right through it again. One ball, two strikes. Right through a fastball at 94. Off of first is Nathaniel Uten. Sox lead at 6-0 here in the home half of the fifth. And the 1-2, swing and a bouncer. Left side, Vargas on two hops, throws to second for one. Return throw to first is not in time. But the lead runner is retired. Uten is scratched off the base pass, and Lugo reaches on the fielder's choice. Two down for Danny McKelvin.
Yeah, slow bouncer. Not enough juice on it to turn two, but fielder's choice replaces the runner at first. Two gone.
Brings up McCalvany now. He's reached both times today. Has a single and a hit by pitch. Starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox. Off of first now is Lugo. And the first pitch he curls and unfurls. First pitch fastball misses the outside corner of the zone at 93. 1-0. Just in case, Stanley Tucker awaits on deck at the grand slam earlier in the ballgame. Broke this bad boy wide open. 1-0. And he rips it. And the runner takes off from first as he bounces it foul. Count evens up at 1-1. Daniel McCalvany up to 210 on his season. A homer and six RBIs. And this is, again, you don't have that true first baseman on the roster. So McCalvany is a guy, if he can continue to hit the baseball well, he's going to maybe get the start behind the plate. Brooks Brandon could play down at first. Now, Brooks can move around a little bit as well. 1-1. There's a strike outside corner. 1-2. You know, Sox prospects and an MLB pipeline, I should say. Talking about Brooks Brandon, I was reading about him the other day. They have him listed as, yes, he's a catcher, but down the line potentially could play some third base in pro ball. Maybe even some left field is what those guys project. 1-2. And the lefty picks off to first. Diving back in head first is Lugo. We'll reset.
I would be really curious to see some experimentation. Like, right, this is the time to do it.
Absolutely. At the single A level. 1-2. Bottom of the fifth here in Salem. And the lefty aims and fires. Runner off from first. Misses outside. Throw to second. Will be in time. They got Andy Lugo. What a throw by Julian Brock behind the plate. And that ends the threat for Salem as we move to the sixth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sox on top, 6-0. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's a 6-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Down East Wood Ducks here in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 9-1-2 in the Wood Ducks orders. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz's day has come to a close. And boy, was he good for Salem. 5 innings, 2 hits, not a single run. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Season ERA down to 3.35. Well, who takes over? It's Roy Monblanco for the Salem Beer Mongers this evening on a Thursday. Appearance number 15 on the season. Also has a start in an opener role as well. 4-2. A 3.76 ERA. Time is called as the ball got loosed. Just in front of the Salem bullpen as Nathaniel Yotin retrieves it, flips it underhand into the third base bullpen. And we're almost set and ready to go. 9-2 in the order for Downey's. Chandler Pollard, Wadi Mendez. First pitch to Pollard is one that breaks low and outside. The count is 1-0. So Pollard, Mendez, and Figueroa. 9-1-2. Chandler Pollard, the second baseman, has a walk back in the third. 1-0, kicks and deals. swinging a bouncer up the middle. To his left at short, Zanatello. Gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one. 6-3 putout, retires Pollard, and here's Wadi Mendez. Back to Roymond Blanco, a 3.76 ERA, 26 and a third innings pitched, 17 strikeouts to 5 walks. Again, appearance number 15, we've seen quite a bit of him for the Salem Red Sox. Also has 2 saves to his credit as well. There's Wadi Mendez, first pitch, winds, fires, misses low and inside, 1-0. 0-for today for Mendez, bounced out and flew out. That was back in the third to Miguel Blaze. 1 ball, no strikes. And the right-hander aims and fires. Misses inside again. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, Gio, we were talking about this on Tuesday, and I want to get back to it. We never fully finished the story of the Down East Wood Ducks down in Kinston, North Carolina. First to 2-0. Swing and a miss. Back to the netting it goes. 2-1. This is a town in eastern North Carolina that craves professional baseball. And unfortunately, this is Down East's last ever trip to Salem Memorial Ballpark. True. Team based in Kinston will be relocating to the Spartanburg, South Carolina area. 2025, 2-1. Sales high and away. 3 balls and a strike. So much history in Kinston, though. They play at Granger Stadium, one of the oldest ballparks in the state of North Carolina. It's a house minor league baseball. Built in 1948, opened in 1949, 3-1. Just misses high and in. Five-pitch walk with one down. Mendez reaches, and here's Figueroa, the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but some ties to Wilson and the Hall of Fame that's there.
Yes. So just down the road in Wilson, North Carolina, there's the North Carolina Baseball Museum. So there's a lot about the team in Kinston. A lot of baseball's history resides in Kinston, North Carolina, if you will. First pitch from the stretch. Swinging a bouncer right side on fair ground as Brennan steps on first, and there's out number two. Racing to second on the play is Mendez. It was a fair ball called by the home plate umpire Larry Pettis as it was. Now they're going to say foul ball. Okay. As the field umpire, Zach Hovick, is going to say foul ball.
Taking a look
Let's
here.
Let's see the replay on MILB TV. And yeah, that's a foul ball.
Yeah, it's a foul ball. Good play, though, by Brooks.
Absolutely. Oh, indeed, they did say fair ball. Okay. Thought I saw Zach Hovick raise his hands in the air. Okay, so that's a bounce out to third. 2 down now for Eshedri Vargas. Okay. Runner off a second, 2 down. First pitch from the stretch. Swinging a bouncer up the middle. It's through for a hit. Around third is Mendez. Here's the third of the plate from Blaze. It will be not in time, and it gets away back to the backstop. So on to second, Vargas. He'll pull up there. He's got an RBI single, and it's now 6-1 here in the sixth. Interesting little sequence there.
Yeah, so explain it one more time for our viewers.
So just a minute ago, Glider Figueroa was up, bounced one.
And by for our viewers, I mean me.
Oh.
I'm confused.
So, Glider Figueroa came up, bounced one down the first baseline. I actually thought live in the moment it was a foul ball. But I saw Larry Pettis, the home plate umpire, signal fair ball. Call it as a fair ball. Brandon stepped on first. The runner advanced to second. Then I thought I saw Zach Hovick raise his hands in the air saying foul ball. First pitch, though, to Arturo Disla as he winds and fires. Misses low and away, 1-0. And now I think I'm making sense to myself. By throwing his hands up in the air, I thought he was saying foul ball. He was actually calling time in that situation. So the runner had already advanced to second. It was indeed a fair ball. So I'm still catching up in my scorebook. And then an RBI single off the bat of Vargas scored the runner from second. 1-0. He swings and tips it foul. And no, it's a fair ball in front of the plate. Throw to first will be in time for out number three. A wonky sixth inning, if you will. A bouncer right in front of the plate. Daniel McKelvin, he fielded it. Flip to first. There's the third out of the frame. And to the home map of the sixth we go here in Salem. 6-1. The Red Sox still on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the six here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Salem Beer Mongers on top of the Downies Wood Ducks in game three of this six-game set. 8-9-1 in the Red Sox order. Daniel McCalvity, Stanley Tucker, and Nizan Zenitello. The Wood Ducks got a run on a Shedri Vargas RBI single to make it a 6-1 game. Here's McCalvity. He'll dig in from the right side. We're going to catch you up on the top of the sixth in just a minute, clearing some confusion. But first, we'll see the first pitch as it's a lefty-righty matchup to start the frame. Long looking for the left-hander, and Drake winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses high and away, and the count is 1-0. So yeah, let's take you back. There was a ground ball off the bat of Figueroa that bounced down the first baseline. Thought it was a foul ball. They call it a fair ball. 1-0. Just misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. And then I see Zach Kovic in the field, throwing his hands up in the air, thinking he was overriding, saying foul ball. He's calling time. Okay, so there's the force out at first. Runner advances to second as the 2-0 sails high and away. Counts 3-0. And then with two down, we just saw Shedri Vargas' RBI single. Then Arturo Disla just nubs a ball inches in front of the plate. Daniel McCalvany is the 3-0. He's taking for a strike inside corner, 3-1. He scoops it up. I think he kind of half-heartedly thought it was a foul ball, kind of slowly lobbed it to first. Disla was barely running out of the box. That was out number three. 3-1. Sales high and away. Five-pitch walk. To lead off the frame, and here's Stanley Tucker. So a confusing top of the six, if you will, Mr. Heater. We had about 60 seconds up here where we were a little confuzzled.
Yeah, I had to have you explain it for me, to be honest. And I appreciate your... You're right. When he put his hands up, I thought he was calling it a foul ball as well.
Here's Stanley Tucker. He's got the big blow in this ball game. Grand slam back in the fourth. First pitch, curls and unfurl. Sails high away on the first pitch fastball. And the count is 1-0. One for today for Tucker. Bounced out and homered. Back in the fourth, it was his first of the season. First grand slam for the Red Sox in Salem this year. 1-0. Swinging a bouncer. Left side charging in Figueroa. He fields on a hop, throws to first, and there's out number one. But moving to second with these is McCalvany. Almost like a bunt for Tucker. And back to the top we go for Nizan Zenitello.
Figueroa, I mean, just continues to impress in the hot corner there. Charging in. Solid exchange. Just a great play.
5-3 put up, and here's Nizan. 0 for today for him. He's got a walk back in the third. First pitch, kicks and deals. Breaking ball high and away. Count is 1-0. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Has been quiet tonight. But still the Red Sox a 6-1 lead here in the sixth. 1-0. And the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Salem got two in the third. 4 in the fourth. And then down east, they got one in the sixth. That was the Shedri Vargas RBI single. 7 hits on the day for the Red Sox. 3 for the Downeast Wood Ducks. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. And I promise we're going to get back to that story about Kinston in just a little bit. We'll get through this top of the lineup for Salem. And then we'll talk about the history of Kinston baseball and how they've crossed paths with the Red Sox over the years. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. So Zanatello down on strikes for the first time today. He's now 0 for 3. And here's Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter.
Yeah, good pitch. ends up feeding him this fastball high, and Nizan goes upstairs for it out of the zone and sat down on strikes for the first time today.
Here's Anderson, turns around and bats from the right side. First pitch is a breaking ball that skims low and in, counts 1-0. Switch hitter from Atlanta, bats from the right side for the first time today. He's 0-2 with a strikeout, a groundout, and a walk. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-0, sails high and away, 2 balls, no strikes. Tonight's designated hitter getting the half day off with Nizan Zanatello starting at short. And down at third today is Fraley Encarnacion. Base hit here can make it a 7-1 lead for the Salem Beer Mongers on Thursday here in Salem. 2-0, breaking ball low and away, 3 balls, no strikes. Well, Mr. Heater, you do have first base open. You do not want to get to Miguel Blaise. No doubt about that, who lurks on deck for Salem in the on-deck circle. 3-0. Will they turn him loose? The pitch. It's a strike inside corner. Went fastball at 92. It's 3-1.
Took a little bit off it to get it in there. Get me over strike.
Off a second, Daniel McAlvany. Awaiting the 3-1 to Antonio Anderson. And the lefty comes to the plate. Swinging a lifter, straightaway sitter. Moving back is Marcos Torres. On the run to his right is Darren. Gloves it head high for out number 3. Anderson gave it a ride. 95 off the bat and 371 to straightaway sitter. But not far enough as Torres's feet creeps up on the edge of the track to make the grab for the third out of the frame. To the 7th we go in Salem. 6-1, the Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. And MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Red Sox on top of the Downeast Wood Ducks here in Game 3 of this 6-game set. For the Wood Ducks, it will go, let's see here, 5-6-7 in the Downeast order. Becker Barroso, Julian Brock, and Marcos Torres, the center fielder against Raymond Blanco, who was on for inning number 2 of work, with the Red Sox holding a 5-run lead. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. There's Barroso, 5-for-6 in the series as he will step in from the right side, 1-for-2 on the day, a single and a pop-up. First pitch as he curls and unfurls. Check swing. Did it go? Yes, he did on the breaking ball, according to Larry Pettis. Shaking his head in agreement is Barroso, and the count is nothing and one. You know, he went from hitting beneath 150 to start the series to 368.
Crazy.
Now. One. Breaking ball low and away again. 1-1 the count. Homer and 5 ribbies. Homer yesterday in the 11-2 victory for the Wood Ducks over the Salem Beer Mongers. 1-1. Swinging a bouncer left side on the back end. It's up Encarnacion. Throws across the first, and the pick is not there by Brandon on the other end. So reaching first will be Barroso. We'll see how they score it. Nonetheless, the leadoff runner reaches for Down East.
And a tough play here. Brooks couldn't quite gobble up the pick. Low throw.
And Brandon actually argued he scooped it up still in time. And they'll score that. A single off the bat of Barroso. So now 2-for-3 on the day. And 5-for-6 6-for-7 in the series.
Good Lord.
Julian Brock, first pitch, he swings and nubs it down the first baseline. It trickles foul. Counts out at 1. Yeah, 6-for-7 in the series is nothing to sneeze at, per se. Top of the 7th in Salem, 6-1. The Beer Mongers on top. Gorgeous evening for baseball on this Thirsty Thursday here in Salem, Virginia. Brock on the day, 1-for-2. He's got a single and a strikeout. Former 5th-round pick by the Texas Rangers back in 2022. Long look in from Blanco, who hangs his right hand over his shoulder. And here's the 0-1. He winds and fires. Breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. All right, so back to the history of the Down East Wood Ducks. Well, Salem and Kinston's Ball Club, if you will, have been facing off for years, dating back to the 80s. In fact, and again, I mentioned it, this is Down East's last ever trip to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-1, he swings, rips it into right center. This one will get down for a base hit and will roll all the way to the wall. Around second, Barroso heads for third, gets the stop sign there, and it's a double the other way off the bat of Julian Brock to set up Down East here in the 7th.
I'm almost surprised that didn't end up scoring a run there. Granted, it was from first.
You know, looking at the replay, Barroso held up at first off the bat.
Because that thing was tattooed.
Yeah. That was what, 104 off the bat?
Yeah.
374.
Left the breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. Just a little bit of a mistake there for Blanco.
Here's Torres. Second and third, nobody out. Info plays back. He'll trade the out for the run for sure. First pitch, kicks and deals. Breaking ball in for a strike, outside corner. Nothing and one. Went 84 on the outer edge of the zone. Torres today is 0-for-2. A ground out, and he bounced into a double play back in the 5th. 0-1, the pitch. Swing and a ripper into right, down for a base hit. Run scores. Around third is Brock. He'll pump the brakes there, and it's an RBI single off the bat of Marcos Torres to make it 6-2 here in the 7th.
3 consecutive hits all of a sudden. Runners on the corner, still nobody out. Very productive inning here in the 7th thus far.
And now Daniel McElveny will come out to have a conversation with Raymond Blanco. Nobody warming up in the Salem bullpen. So this appears to be Blanco's frame for now. Quietly Down East, now 6 hits on the day. 7 for the Salem Red Sox. Okay, yeah, so Down East's last ever trip to Salem. They're relocating to Spartanburg, South Carolina after this season. The Kinston Indians were the team in town for the longest period of time. Playing at Granger Stadium from 1986 to 2011. They were, at the time, the high-A affiliate of the then Cleveland Indians, now Cleveland Guardians. Single-A affiliate is in Lynchburg in the Carolina League. There's Tommy Speck. First pitch from the stretch. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. So the team departs Kinston in 2011. They're without a team from 2012 to 2016. And there are 2 extra teams in the California League. And, you know, minor league baseball says, hey, we'll send 2 to the Carolina League. The 2 that move are the Rangers and the Astros affiliates. 1, swing and a miss, nothing and 2. The Rangers affiliate, of course, goes to Kinston, the Astros. Now the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. That's not it, though. These 2 sides have split the first 2 games, and this is according to our head statistician, our team historian, if you will, Jim, here at the ballpark. First the 0-2, and the dirt it goes, 1-2. The Salem Minor League Baseball team, and I say that because this is well before they were the Red Sox, prior to 2008. They have not won a season series against a team from Kinston since 1987. 1-2, throw to first, and diving back in head first is Torres. We'll reset. So last crack at it here for the Salem Red Sox. 6 here in Salem, and then the first week of July, 6 down in Kinston against the Wood Ducks at Granger Stadium. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the righty deals. breaking ball. Trails low and inside, evens up the count at 2-2. 78-mile-per-hour pitch that was a good one, and a good layoff for Tommy Specht as the count evens up. A base hit here for Down East would do wonders. Put up a two spot and make it a 6-3 ball game. 2-2, throw to first and out of time. Also, a base hit would bring the tying run up to the plate.
Yeah.
7. Still plenty of baseball left to play, but certainly interesting to note for sure. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the righty deals. Swing and a ground ball. Right side, Tucker collects. Flips to second for one. On to first. The throw is not made as the run scores. And Speck will reach on the fielder's choice. It's an RBI for him. And it's now a 6-3 ball game here in Salem.
Yeah, I don't know if the exchange was slightly off for Nizan. Just decided to pump fake, didn't throw. I think it's the right play, right? He wouldn't have had it, but just too slow of a roller. Great play by Tucker, though. The quick flip on the second.
So a 6-3 game now. RBI for Tommy Speck. Throw back to first and not in time.
You know, good time to mention, Carter. The Sox have had this happen before where they go up early,
yep,
take a large lead, and surrender said lead.
Yep.
You got to keep your foot on the gas if you're the Red Sox.
First pitch to Chandler Pollard. Winds and fires, swinging a knife or foul, first base side. Count starts at 0-1. One down here in the frame, and that right there, the fielder's choice. Sure, you would like to turn two, but that's one where you trade it off if you're Salem, right? I mean, you'll take the out. And the Wood Ducks will take the run. It was still just one down in the frame and 8 outs to work with. 0-1, the pitch. Breaking ball. Sales low and away. Counting it's up at 1-1. 2 runs are already in. Becker Barroso, the single. Julian Brock, a double. Marcos Torres, a single. Tommy Speck, the RBI fielder's choice. 1-1 to Pollard. He rocks and fires. Swing and a bouncer. Third base side, what a backhanded stop. Encarnacion. Throw across the first. It's there. And the hold on the bag is there by Brannon for out number two.
Wow.
Advancing to second is Speck, but there's two down for the top of the order.
That was about as fancy of a 5-3 as you'll see. Heck of a web jam, and then an even better throw on the other end. Brannon showing off why the squats are paying off.
Two down here is Wadi Mendez. Fraley Encarnacion plays a nice third base, too.
He plays good everywhere.
He plays a nice third base. First pitch, swing, going to miss to the left-handed hitting Mendez. Nothing in one.
Nothing compared to your shortstop, though, on Monday nights.
Oh, yes. Slow pitch softball.
Clark plays one heck of a shortstop.
In the sixth hole for the Slusser's Chapel team, I believe is how you pronounce it. 0-1. Swing it up. Bouncer foul.
Even funnier side, part is we do not attend that church.
It's Slusser's Chapel, correct?
It is. Yeah. But I think two members of the team, Nick and his dad,
attend
said church.
It's a great opportunity for us to essentially play slow pitch softball.
Yeah.
It's a church league.
We had a Virginia Tech football player teeing off on us.
I heard about that last week while I was out of town. No ball, 2 strikes. Sox on top, 6-3. Pitch to Wadi Mendez. He swings, ropes it down the right field line. It will trickle foul into the Down East bullpen, and he stays alive at 0-2.
Good thing he hammered that one. Who was it? Bob Schick last week.
Bob Schick is what I heard, yes.
Offensive lineman for the Hokies. Down the road in Blacksburg.
Slow pitch softball on Monday nights. They're fun in Blacksburg, Virginia. Oh, to Mendez. Rocks and fires. Swing and a puncher. Up in the air. Right side of the infield. Stanley Tucker makes the grab head high for out number 3. 2 runs cross, but I think you take the trade-off if you're the Salem Red Sox, and Specht is stranded on second. And it's stretch time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox lead it 6-3. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 6-3. The Salem Beer Mongers on top of the Doughty's Wood Ducks in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, part of the Red Sox order leading by three. It goes 3-4-5. Miguel Blaze, Brooks Brannan, and Fraley Encarnacion, the third baseman. Here's Blaze stepping in from the right side, starting center fielder tonight for the Red Sox. The left-hander Drake will wind and fire, swing and a tipper foul, third base side. Count starts at 0-1. Fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization increased his hitting streak to 14, his on-base streak to 24 with a two-run single back in the third. 0-1. Swinging a bouncer foul, first base side, 0-2. Line so far on the day for Cole Drake. Third pitcher out of the pen for the Wood Ducks. Two innings, a hit, two strikeouts, and a walk. 0-2. Swinging a ripper foul, first base side. Spoiling it and staying alive is Blaze. One for two day with the single. A ground out to short, also had a walk. That was back in the fourth. 0-2. High and away goes. Moves the count to a ball and two strikes. Miguel Blaze missed the first two games of this series with a root canal back tonight. 1-2. Swing and a tipper foul. Third base side off the front foot of Blaze, and he remains alive once again. Have you ever had a root canal?
I have been fortunate to have not. How about you?
I have not either.
I hear they are not fun.
I've heard the exact same thing.
I don't know exactly what it is, to be honest.
You know, I don't necessarily even want to find out, to be totally honest.
Fair.
1-2, in the dirt it goes. Two balls, two strikes. I've heard it's something, it's a dental procedure, obviously, that can take you out for a couple of days. And that's exactly what we saw with Miguel Blaze. He played in just two games in the six-game set on the road against the Hillcats in Lynchburg a week ago. Now back here on a Thursday. 2-2 in the dirt again. Moves the count to 3-2. Again, Blaze worked a walk back in the fourth. This would be his second walk of the contest. Has raised his average to .261 for homers and 20 ribbies. 3-2. He swings, pops it up, left side of the infield. Vargas charges in, camps under it, and makes the catch head high for out number one. Blaze retired, one up, one down, and here's Brooks Brannan.
I have an answer for what a root canal is.
Okay, spill.
So, first of all, you figure out you have one because of severe toothache. Makes sense.
Yep.
And a root canal treatment is a dental procedure to remove inflamed or infected pulp on the inside of the tooth.
Brooks Brannan sees one high and outside. One and out. Continue.
It's then carefully cleaned and disinfected, then filled and sealed. Typically, you, I believe, are put to sleep for that.
Okay, 1-0. Swinging a puncher foul, first base side, lifting over the net. 1-1.
One can imagine that it's a long couple of days after.
I would assume so. We'll have to ask Miguel Blaze how that was.
When I was little, it was always an excuse to get milkshakes if you had something.
1-1. Swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Slow chopper down the third baseline. It's 1-2.
Like strep throat or something dental.
Okay.
Is an excuse to get a milkshake.
Cause,
really?
You know, cold things.
Sure, yeah.
Even though it actually probably makes it hurt more.
1-2, swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Brock. And for the third time today, Brandon down on strikes. There's two down. Fraley Encarnacion now. 1-for-3 for Fraley. He doubled and has two strikeouts. Has been a web gem down at third, though. No question about that one. First pitch, he winds and fires. Swing and a knifer foul, first base side. Slow pop-up over the netting behind home plate. Count starts at 0-1. Just in case, Nathaniel Tan waits in the on-deck circle. 0-1, long look in, and the lefty will curl and unfurl. High and away, fastball, 1-1. Encarnacion, first time he's played at the hot corner this series. Wrapping the number 1-8 in the Salem Beer Mongers unis. 1-1, he swings and misses at a nasty breaking ball. 1-2. Obviously plays a nice first base, and the former international free agent at third tonight. 1-2, swing and a pop-up, first base side. It will falter foul. Front of the concession stand, bouncing up into the seats. Fraley stays alive. Front of the concession stand with the hot dog of the homestand, which was like a Philly cheesesteak hot dog this series. 1-2, swing, gonna miss. He got him strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball was Encarnacion. He strikes out for the third time today. Second straight for Drake. And in the eighth, we go in Salem. 6-3, the Red Sox are on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the eighth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-3, the Red Sox are on top of the Down East Wood Ducks and taking us, hopefully, with no extra innings the rest of the way home. Here is Mr. Giovanni here.
Appreciate it, Carter. One more time, 6-3, the lead for the Red Sox over the Down East Wood Ducks here in game number 3, the 6-game set this week in Salem. Red Sox 8 games back in the Carolina League North. Down East now currently sits tied for second with Lynchburg. Alphabetically, they sit at second in the league, and they are 3.5 games back of Carolina, the Mudcats, atop the Carolina League North. Roman Blanco on the hill, and the first pitch is a fastball taken high and in by the 25th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization, Glader Figueroa. The count 1-0. Blanco brings the ball to the belt. He kicks. He deals. 1-0 offering. Swinging a knifer. Left side foul. The count now 1-1. Glader Figueroa, 0-for-3 today. Pair of grounders and a strikeout swinging. That came back in the third inning. Up to this point, he's been sensational. 3-hit day yesterday and an 11-2 win. And then 2 hits the day prior, the 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike in her half. 1-2. First day of the series thus far. He hasn't not only registered a hit, but hasn't registered multi-hits.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-2. He swings, laces one down the right field line, trickling into the corner for a base hit. Figueroa rounding first, heading for second, and he's in there with a leadoff stand-up double in the eighth. And Carter, yep. This certainly brings up the conversation. Is 6 enough?
With the middle of Downey's lineup, I don't think he could ever have enough, per se. He ripped that ball. Right on cue. It never fails, right? We're talking about the lack of hits, and that was scolded. 107 off the bat down the line.
His sixth hit of the series in three games. He stands off a second. Glader Figueroa brings up Kedry Vargas in the right-handed batter's box. Righty on righty. Blanco brings home the first pitch. He swings and misses on a high fastball out of the zone. Nothing and one. 235 hitter. Vargas so far today. Aboard with an error. Flew out. And then that RBI single in the sixth. Put the first run on the board today for the Wood Ducks. Here's the 0-1 pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air in left field. Underneath it, Nathaniel Uten raises his left hand into the air, pinches the leather for out number one.
Big out right there. Kind of stopped the bleeding momentarily.
Keeps the runner put. Later, Figueroa at second. One gone. Runner in scoring position. Top of the eighth inning if you're just joining us in Salem. 6-3. The Red Sox on top. Arturo Disla, the designated hitter tonight from the right side. Righty on righty once more. First pitch is brought home. It's a fastball that misses high, 1-0. Seven hits for the Sox, seven hits for the Wood Ducks. An error for Salem, and despite that, and no errors on the other side for Down East, the Sox lead it by three runs, taking advantage of every opportunity tonight. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, this is hit on the ground left side. Scooped up by Zanatello. One step, throw to first. A leaning Brannon reels it in. Route number two.
Brooks Brannon just able to hold the bag, and Arturo Disla kind of threw his hands up in the air saying he's off the bag in that situation, but Zach Ovick had a perfect view of it behind the mound.
Two gone, runner on second for Baker Barroso. Again, the hottest bat for this Texas Rangers single-A affiliate this week. Yesterday, 4-for-4. First pitch. Fastball in there, called strike in her half. Nothing at one. Today, 2-for-3. Pair of base hits. Came around to score in the seventh. Part of a trifecta of runs so far today for the Wood Ducks. Runner off a second. Two gone. Nothing and one the count. Blanco deals. 0-1, lifted back, foul on a breaking ball. Into seats, nothing in two. Barroso has brought that batting average in his short stint from in the hundreds all the way up to 400.
Yeah.
What a week it's been thus far in just two games. A long look in for Blanco. And the righty brings it to the hip. And he steps off. Two gone, no balls, two strikes. 6-3 lead for the Sox, top half of the eighth here in Salem. Blanco hanging that right arm. Now brings it into his belt high. Good Gord. The 0-2. Check swing, did he go? Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-2.
You know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes the words just don't want to escape.
I'm going to blame it on waking up at
5:30.
Yeah.
You need to get to bed, big guy.
I can't wait. Runner off a second. One ball, two strikes, two gone. Baby's screaming and everything, the 1-2. And that'll make you cry. Breaking ball strikeout down and away. Strands a runner on second. And in four hitters' face, Roymond Blanco helps shut the door. Sweet Caroline time in Salem. We go to the home half of the eighth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, half of the eighth here in Salem, 6-3. The Red Sox lead it. Looking for a tad of insurance. Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo, Daniel McCalvity, 6-7-8, all due up for the Red Sox. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Seven hits apiece between the Downeast Wood Ducks and the Salem Sox on a Thursday night here in Salem. Series tied at one apiece. Red Sox looking to take a 2-1 lead. First pitch on the way, and he rips it high into the air. A no-doubter in a right field. 7-3, Sox in front. Nathaniel Uten with his fifth home run of the season. Hello.
Oh, you look at that on track, man. 100 up the bat, 390 feet, and that's a big-time insurance run for the Salem Red Sox.
Took that thing for a ride on the first pitch that he saw. Fastball left right over the plate. And Nathaniel Uten makes him pay big time. As Andy Lugo looks at a strike on the first pitch. Nothing and one. Well, the lefty in Cole Drake wishes he had that one back. 0-1. Here's a swing and a lifter. Right side. Popped up. Foul territory. First baseman underneath it. And he ranges to his right, Barroso, able to snag it for out number one. Cole Drake now in his fourth inning of work against the Red Sox here, and it brings up Daniel McCalvity with one gone. McCalvity, a base hit in the third, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, would come around to score, part of Stanley Tucker's grand slam, and he walked. Last time up, fastball misses down and in. The count now 1-0. Drake with a long look in, brings it to the hip, kicks and deals. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball misses high and in, and the count now 2-0. Well, worth bringing up the fact that the NBA Finals are going on, which does have attachment here. The 2-0 fouled back, 2-1. Of course, Salem Red Sox, single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. And Boston sports fans are of a different breed. I've learned that since working for this wonderful organization, the best in baseball, might I add. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to McCalvity. Fastball. This is inside. 3-1. And it's not like anywhere else. I'm sorry. When the Texas Rangers have the Dallas Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, they might not even tweet about it. The 3-1, lifted foul. When, name another city, the Rams back in the day getting ready to play in a Super Bowl, I don't know that the Cardinals are going to tweet about it, right? Not in Boston. I mean, it's a big deal. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, tapped back foul. We'll do it again with a full count. Ungodly support. The Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins, and of course, the Red Sox. Payoff pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle down for a base hit. Daniel McCalvity with another hit today. And he stops at first with a back pedal, one out single.
You're talking about Boston sports fans, I assume, as I walk back into the room.
I'm talking about Boston sports fans and the Celtics playing the Mavs in the NBA Finals right now.
What's funny is they're the Rangers affiliate.
I know it.
And the Red Sox are Boston's affiliate.
There you go. It's even better. I'm curious. I just mentioned, I don't know that if the Dallas Cowboys are getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, if
I heard you say, yeah,
exactly. If they tweet about it. Let's look. Did the Rangers tweet about the Mavericks? Fastball runs high for Stanley Tucker, who had the grand slam earlier tonight.
They had to, right? There's no way.
Let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. They're a little busy themselves. They're currently in season, of course. But still, the 1-0 misses high. The Red Sox took the time to do so. Let's see. Scrolling down. Yeah, they did. They did. It says, y'all's turn, Mavs. Go and take it with the World Series trophy. Okay, that would be kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Of course, it's not going to happen. Swing and a miss because Boston's going to win it.
Sure.
Two balls and a strike for Stanley Tucker. Runner off of first, one gone. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning in Salem.
I got to admit, I'm not a huge NBA guy, but it's fun to watch and keep up with the postseason for sure.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses low. 2-2. 3-1, rather. Yeah, I'm not a big NBA guy myself, more of a college hoops fan. That being said, it is fun to tap into the playoffs. A more casual fan, I'll admit. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high and away. Five-pitch walk for Tucker. First and second, one gone for the Sox. Well, Carter, I mean, did you see the Woj bomb today? Just yesterday you were bringing up J.J. Redick was likely going to be the next head coach of the Lakers. And I think J.J. Redick woke up to a what-the-heck moment this morning.
Well, we were talking about, because as there's going to be a quick meeting on the bump as Thomas St. Clair trots out from the first base dugout, we were talking about this. It seemed like all but a done deal that J.J. Redick was going to be the next head coach of the Lakers. And why is that related? You know, like, if you're just listening at home, like, what, like, why is J.J. Redick, what does that have to do with the Salem Red Sox? Well, he's from Roanoke. He's from just down the road. He's literally from 15 minutes away from the ballpark. Went to Cave Spring High School. And it's widely reported he's going to be the next head coach of the Lakers. I woke up this morning to one of our mutual friends texting me saying, there's no way Dan Hurley actually takes the Lakers job, right? And I said, what are you talking about? J.J. Redick's the next head coach. And then he showed me the Woj bomb. And now there's all these rumors swirling that it looks like that Dan Hurley potentially maybe the next head coach there, who's won back-to-back national titles at UConn.
Yeah, it really would be something. Well, I have sensational news to report. For all of you crazy Red Sox minor league fans that are, for some reason, listening to us rather than the NBA Finals or the Boston Red Sox on the road in the south side of Chicago, here's your score update. Boston Celtics in game one of the NBA Finals in Boston at TD Garden, currently lead it over the Dallas Mavericks, 48-29. First and second, Zanatello in, first pitch, runs high, and they count 1-0 to the second round pick from a year ago. So the Celtics up big, and the Red Sox up big as well, up 7-0 on the White Sox. That game currently in the top of the fifth, 1-0. Breaking ball misses away, 2-0. 10 hits, 7 runs. I'm not trying to jinx anything, but the White Sox have yet to register a hit tonight.
Oh, you just can't say that. You just can't say that.
Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Fastball lifted foul. 2-1.
Give it 5 minutes. Then check that box score.
We're not even in the vicinity of the south side of Chicago.
I'm playing with you. I'm 100%
with you. The broadcaster's jinx only counts when you're in attendance.
I don't even know. I mean, it counts in attendance. But again, I read off the John Sterling quote to you. If we're controlling what happens on the field up here in the booth, we're all grossly underpaid.
True. 2-1. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 2-2. I'll give you that. Let's go deep dive into this box score a little bit. It appears that Seidon Rafaela is 2-for-3. Jaren Duran, second pitch of the game on the 1-0. Took it for a ride, a homer, the 2-2. This is high, 3-2 for Zanatello. Duran, former Salem Red Sox.
Yeah.
On our back wall.
Yep, got a poster of him back here.
He signed it as well. 2019, Jaren Duran poster. I watched him hit four doubles in a game last year in person. 3-2, swing and a miss. Out number two, and Nizan Zanatello sat down on strikes for the second time tonight. Four doubles in a game. Went 5-for-5 with four doubles and a single in Toronto.
Yeah, that's pretty big time right there.
Duran 1-for-2 with that. Oh, 2-for-3. As we're speaking. Like, it literally, the numbers changed as we're speaking. First pitch to Antonio Anderson, taken for a called strike, outer half on a fastball, nothing and one. So he's 2-for-3. Valdez is 1-for-3. 2-for-3 day for Rob Refsnyder. Everybody cooking. Tyler O'Neill 1-for-2. Smith is 1-for-2. 0-1. Called a strike in her half. Breaking ball quickly 0-2. Connor Wong with a hit. David Hamilton with a hit. This isn't even like the A-tier Red Sox lineup. Cedán Rafaela, 2-for-3. Devers is the only hitless Red Sox tonight. 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-2. How about that? Well, did you have that on the bingo card with that lineup that Rafi was the only 0-for-3 Red Sox?
I didn't, but again, the Red Sox continue to kind of hold their own this season in the AL East. Boston Red Sox.
Runners on first and second, two gone, bottom of the eighth, 1-2. Swing at a tipper to the netting. 1-2, it'll stay for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta. Antonio Anderson, 7-3, Red Sox leading it. Solo bomb to lead off this inning by Nathaniel Uten, and no doubt just killed it over the right field fence. Gave the Red Sox that one insurance run. 1-2, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Look at the pitching. Tanner Houck got the start tonight.
He may be the favorite for the Cy Young in the American League right now. Tanner Houck
had that game earlier this season where a one-hitter went complete nuts. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Got him to chase high, and that brings the inning to a close. Back-to-back Ks for Drake, and we go to the top of the ninth. 7-3, Red Sox lead it. You're tuned into Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem, 7-3. The Red Sox lead it on top of the Downeys Wood Ducks, looking for their second win of the series. The Red Sox looking to take a 2-1 lead. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, and the Red Sox look to shut the door here in the ninth inning. New pitcher on the hill, C.J. Weens, enters the ball game. An opportunity to close the door for the Sox, a 7-3 advantage. He comes out of the bullpen. The Red Sox throw just their third arm tonight in Weens. And Carter's taking off on his birthday. Let's wish him happy birthday one more time before he goes down for the interview. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Clark.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
21 y'all today.
All right, I'm heading down. Hopefully the lead will hold, and we can talk to Stanley Tucker after the game.
Well, we got issues if the lead doesn't hold.
Hopefully so. Four-run advantage. Sox are in a good spot.
Sox are in a great spot. Happy birthday to Carter. He's heading down there. 7-3 your score. Top of the ninth inning here in Salem. On the other side, Downey's ready to go 6-7-8. Julian Brock, Marcos Torres, Tommy Specht. Torres so far today with a base hit. Julian Brock with two of them. A double in the seventh. Came around to score. Downey's currently with seven hits. Red Sox with nine. Sox have just done a better job taking advantage. From the right side, Julian Brock digs in. Two hits today, a single and a double. Righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball taken high, and the count now 1-0. Well, we were looking at the Boston Red Sox box score. They currently lead it. Again, 7-0 this score. Here's the 1-0 to Brock. Fastball taken high, 2-0. Tanner Houck, four complete innings to this point. Now 4 2/3, pardon me. Five strikeouts. Hasn't given up a hit. I mean, unreal. Or a walk, for that matter. 2-0. Called a strike in her half on a fastball, 2-1. And then you go ahead and look at what's going on in Boston. with the basketball team. The Celtics up 58-33. 2 minutes before half. Fastball high and in. 3-1 for Julian Brock. And Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn as they call him, an incredible five-minute stretch. He's got 15 points, two blocks, three rebounds, in just 10 minutes of play. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with an 89-mile-an-hour changeup outer half, and the count worked full. C.J. Weans calls time and stands off, grabs the rosin with his right hand. It's that little extra bit of grip. Hangs his right arm down with the ball, brings it into his mitt, adjusts his grip, kicks and deals, payoff pitch. Swing and a lifter foul, back to the netting. We'll do it again at 3-2. Tatum with 6 points in 18 minutes. 13 points out of Jaylen Brown in 19 minutes, 5-for-7 from the floor, had a posterizing dunk just minutes ago. Payoff pitch to Brock. Fastball, this is cranked straightaway center field. Miguel Blaise, two steps backwards. It's hit right to the defender in center for out number one. And down east, down to their final two outs. After a good at-bat, Miguel Blaise is there to ring the bell, and it brings up the 24th best prospect for the Rangers, Marcos Torres, from the left side. Righty on lefty, one gone, 7-3 lead for the Sox in the top of the ninth here in Salem. First pitch on the way. Fastball misses high and in. It's 1-0. Also worth noting today, and honestly, I'd be disappointed with our broadcast if we didn't today. 1-0 the count for Torres, the pitch. Fastball lifted into the air. Shallow left center field underneath the U-10. And he makes the catch for out number two. Sox one out away from winning their second game of the series. Today is D-Day, June 6, 1944. The Normandy landings. The landing operation and associated airborne operations on Tuesday, June 6, 1944, the Allied invasion on the beaches of Normandy. Operation Overlord was during World War II. Fastball runs high to Tommy Specht in the 8-hole, and it's 1-0. The code name of the operation, Neptune. Often referred to as D-Day, as we know. The largest seaborne invasion in the history of the world. 1-0, called a strikeout or half, 1-1. And again, such a huge piece of American history. One of the big turning points of World War II, and so many brave American soldiers that lost their lives that day on the beaches of Normandy. The 1-1. This is downstairs, 2-1. Without it, we're probably not sitting here talking about Red Sox baseball tonight. So again, one of those moments that you always have to be grateful for, commemorate this time of year. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 2-2, and down east down to their final strike. Especially in a military town like this. Again, D-Day, June 6, 1944. We still remember it all these years later. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Nobody on. 7-3 lead for the Sox. Top of the ninth. C.J. Weans, the 2-2. Swinging a rifle, left side foul. Do it again. Tommy Speck today. Two flyouts. Board with a fielder's choice that brought in a run. That was in the seventh. Sox by four. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. And the pitch. Ring him up, strike three. A fastball pierces the inside corner at 93. And cue up Dirty Water, because the Red Sox win it. 7-3, the final on a Thursday night in Salem. Red Sox win their second of the series. They take a 2-1 advantage in this six-game set. And we'll do it all again tomorrow. What a fun one tonight. Dominance from start to finish by the Sox. Two homers tonight. Stanley Tucker with a grand slam. Nathaniel U10 with a solo blast of insurance in the eighth. And the Red Sox pull away with a 7-3 win. For everybody that makes the magic happen behind the scenes, for our director of field operations that let us do an awesome pregame stand-up on his gator today, Will Cole. For Will Howell, our video production assistant. For our video production manager, Stephen Langdon. For my broadcast partner on his very special 21st birthday, Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Hayden, saying so long and good night from Salem. The Red Sox are 4-0 on Thirsty Thursdays as the Salem Beer Mongers. They win it 7-3 tonight, and they take a 2-1 lead in this series. 7-3 the final. Good night, everybody. We'll see you fresh tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.